It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good evening and welcome back to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, the site of the Elite Eight tournament in NCAA Division II. Northwest Missouri State moving into the Final Four last night with their victory over St. Thomas Aquinas, winning 79-70. Tonight, they face in the semifinals the Lincoln Memorial Rail Splitters. Rail Splitters come in at 30-5 on the season. They're coming off a win last night over Chico State, 74-61. Alongside with Matt Gordon, Matt Trenton, I'm John Coffey. And guys, we had an exciting Elite Eight yesterday with all the matchups here. And same here tonight, a big matchup for the Bearcats against Lincoln Memorial.
Absolutely. You know, when you get two 30-win teams, you got a total of 63 wins coming into this game. That's just absolutely incredible. 63-3. I mean, you know you're in for a good matchup when you've got two very talented teams like this. Rail Splitters a little more used to the 30-win seasons. This is their third straight, but prior to that, they had only had one in school history, so they're on a pretty incredible run, but so are the Bearcats with their 33 wins coming into tonight.
And when you look at this Lincoln and Memorial team, they lost a couple key players off of last year's team and made it all the way to the championship game in that loss to Augustana, and there's been a feeling that it took them a little while, even though they've got 30 wins, to really get some things going to where they feel like they're clicking right now on all cylinders coming into tonight's game.
Well, when you look at their starting lineup, three of their players in their starting lineups had never played for this team, and five total. They did lose their top two scorers from a year ago, but that talent that they brought in that hadn't played for this team, very talented. You just have to work together, and you have to get used to each other. Now, they were winning ball games in doing that, so that's not a bad way to get used to each other.
No, not at all, but they suffered another loss later in the season in February. Dorian Pinson, an all-conference member for them, went down with a foot injury, missing the rest of the season. So they've let on a few other guys to find a way to step in. So not the same team as last year, but still a well-coached basketball team. You know you're going to get a good effort from them tonight.
And the winner of tonight's matchup will face Fairmont State Saturday afternoon in the championship game. Fairmont State got a big lead on Bellarmine to start with, but Bellarmine came back, made a game of it down the stretch before losing 79-68.
You know, we were talking last night with St. Thomas Aquinas about their press, and we were expecting that to be really tough right from the start, and it wasn't. It was tougher later in the game, but Fairmont State was really tough with their press early on in this ballgame, and that's what allowed them to grow out to that lead that they had, and they were able to hang on even though Bellarmine did try to make a run in the second half.
Boy, they are a fast team. They can wreak a lot of havoc, so Fairmont, no matter who plays, Lincoln Memorial or Northwest, full of hands full.
And it's Northwest in the Final Four as they get set to take on Lincoln Memorial. We'll be back and have more in our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. Thrive Bank is right at your fingertips, more at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart, Chad Peterson, Jesse, Maggie Wilson, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned carts, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jordan Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Ellinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
And welcome back to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and the Sanford Pentagon, Northwest Missouri State, and the Lincoln Memorial going through their pregame warmups before the right around 8:30 tip-off in this semifinal round game of the NCAA Division II National Tournament. I'm John Coffey alongside Matt Trenton and Matt Gorder. Guys, let's just talk a little bit about this matchup and what do both of you see as some keys to tonight's game.
Well, I think early on in the ball game is a big key. When you looked at last night, I think Northwest got off to a good start. They did hit a little bit of a lull, but I think that good start was important. When you look at Lincoln Memorial, I think they got off to a little bit of a slow start, maybe some of those nerves, first game in the Elite Eight and so forth, but their opponent got off to a slow start as well, so they were able to overcome that. So I think that's a real big key in these games is who can get over the butterflies soonest. These are both very talented teams. They each can do a lot of things to hurt the other, but you've got to get over those butterflies and get in and make sure you're executing your game plan as soon as possible.
Yeah, for Northwest, you're looking at a completely different team than you faced last night. St. Thomas Aquinas wanted to come in with a small lineup, pressy, get up and down the floor, and Lincoln Memorial brings in some guys with quite a bit of size, including Chris Berry. He's 6 feet 8 inches tall, averages 18 points a game. They also have Emmanuel Terry coming off the bench. He's at 6'9". He has some size and quite a few block shots throughout the season as well. So it'll be a little harder inside for Chris Endow and Brett Doherty and Devontae Mosby whenever they go to work. But if they can get established early on and get some kickouts to Zach Schneider, those three-point shooters, they go a long way.
Then Northwest and Lincoln Memorial in the Final Four matchup coming up tonight. The winner will get Vermont State Saturday afternoon in the championship game. We'll be back here from the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. And also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, Missouri, manufacturer of steel tanks for storing petroleum products, chemicals, and solutions. More information about Houston's products is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat Pregame Show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Welcome back to our pregame. We're joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. It's the Final Four, Northwest getting set to take on at Lincoln Memorial. And, Coach, before we talk about tonight's matchup, let's move back to yesterday. Big win in the Elite Eight, first win in for program history to get out of the Elite Eight.
Yeah, it was a tough game. You know, I mean, they pressed the whole game, and I thought we did a good job in the first half of handling it. The second half, I thought we really struggled through it. You know, just some turnovers, caught it in the wrong spots, some of those things, and they kind of wore us down with it. You know, tonight, obviously, we face a totally different team where they're going to be more in the half court. Defensively, offensively, they're going to get up and down, and and try to score a bunch of points.
I thought really one of the keys in that matchup yesterday, too, you got some big free throws from some guys that have struggled a little bit this year.
Yeah, no, obviously it always helps to hit free throws, and we hit a few yesterday. With pressing teams, they generally foul quite a bit, and so you've got to be able to step up and knock them down, and we did.
Now you face a team here tonight that's had a lot of success in the Elite Eight in the past. Just again, talk about the matchups here and some of the keys to tonight's game.
We just got to be ready to go. We got a defensive rebound. Offensively, you got to be able to score on them enough to keep them out of transition, and then just play our game. I think that it'll be more our game than the last game, where it was really difficult last game to do anything just with that press. And so tonight, hopefully, we'll be able to do some things.
All right, Coach. Good luck.
Thanks a lot, John.
Head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back at the starting lineup right after this time out on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore. The bookstore, located inside the J.W. Jones Student Union, is open Monday through Friday and offers Bearcat apparel for men, women, and children. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker in Trenton and Chillicothe. With their full line of Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC cars and trucks, the professionals at Barnes Baker in Chillicothe have been serving their customers' automotive needs for 82 years. More at barnesbaker.com. Support also comes from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Keen, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for today's game comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More information at 562-4657. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and the newly opened Watson 9 Junior Course. More on Mazingo's golf offerings is at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Also from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the J.L. Housing Company.
We're back in South Dakota, Heritage Courts. In the Sanford Pentagon, Northwest Missouri State and Lincoln Memorial. One of these two teams will be playing for a national championship on Saturday afternoon against Fairmont State, who beat Bellarmine just a short time ago here at the Sanford Pentagon. A look at the starting lineups for tonight's matchup. First, for Northwest Missouri State, again coming in with a 33-1 record. Justin Pitts is the 5'9" junior out of Blue Springs. A good game for Pitts last night. 26 points for Pitts. That put him as the single season scoring leader again, as he went over 700 points on the season and broke his own record of 693 points from one season ago. He is also currently tied for the top spot in the single season assists category with Kelvin Parker, and obviously would set that with one assist tonight. He did have three assists in last night's win over St. Thomas Aquinas. Pitts averaging 20.5 points and 3.5 rebounds a game. He is the leading scorer coming into the Elite Eight this weekend. Anthony Woods, a 6'2" senior out of Kansas City. Woods averaging 8 points and 3.5 rebounds a game. Last night he ended up with 4 points, had 5 rebounds, but Woods dished out 8 assists for Northwest Missouri State. Christy Buendow, the 6'6" junior out of Norway, averaging 12.5 points and 6.5 rebounds a game. He had a double-double last night for Northwest in their 9-point win over St. Thomas Aquinas. He ended up finishing with 13 points and 11 rebounds for the Bearcats. Brett Doherty, a 6'7" junior out of Omaha. Doherty averaging 7 points and 4 rebounds a game. He had 14 points and 5 rebounds, but really the biggest contribution from Doherty was his effort at the free throw line. One of the areas he struggled this year, he was able to step to the line and go 6 of 9 last night to help Northwest as a team to a 21 out of 29 performance from the free throw line, shooting 72.5% from there, helping them in the win over St. Thomas Aquinas. They outscored St. Thomas from the free throw line by 9, which was their margin of victory. Zach Schneider, the 6'7" senior out of Prairie Village, Kansas. Schneider, averaging 10 points and 2 rebounds a game, struggled in the first half last night from 3-point range. He went 0 for 6 from outside the arc in the first half, 3 for 3. In the second half, and Schneider with a couple of layups last night as well after having come into the Elite Eight with just 1 2-point field goal on the season and only 2 attempts on the season as well. So the starters for Northwest, Pitts, Woods, Endow, Doherty, and Schneider. On the other side for Lincoln Memorial, they come in with a 30-5 overall record. Again, their third straight 30-win season coming into action tonight. Their starting lineup consists of Cornelius Taylor, a 6-foot freshman out of Claxton, Georgia, averages 11 points and 2 rebounds a game for Lincoln Memorial. Chris Perry is a 6'8" senior out of Bartow, Florida. Perry played for the University of South Florida last year, transferred into the Lincoln Memorial program this year. He's one of those players we talked about earlier that had never played for Lincoln Memorial, but obviously a major contributor coming into action tonight. Perry had 10 points and 8 rebounds in last night's win for the Rail Splitters. Trayvon Shaw is a 6'2" junior out of St. Helena Island, South Carolina. Averages 11.5 points and 3.5 rebounds a game for Lincoln Memorial. Laquan Choice, he's the top player for this Rail Splitters team. Choice, a 6'3" senior out of Lawrence, South Carolina, averaging 18.5 points and 5.5 rebounds a game. He also had a slow start last night, a little slow in the first half. He finished with 22 points in the ball game, but scored 17 of those 22 points in the second half in their win over Chico State. Paul Woodson is a 6'9" senior out of Cincinnati, Ohio. Woodson averaging 5.5 points and 5 rebounds a game. He also had a double-double last night in their win as he finished with 13 points and 10 rebounds for the Rail Splitters. So there are your starters for Lincoln Memorial: Taylor, Perry, Shaw, Choice, and Woodson. We'll take a timeout and be back with more from Heritage Court and the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, right after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat fans with buckets of original recipe, extra crispy, or grilled chicken, and sides for tailgating. And from St. Joe Harley-Davidson at exit 44 on I-29 in St. Joseph, offering new and pre-owned bikes, parts, accessories, service, and custom work. More information is available at stjoeharleydavidson.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or at MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry, serving Maryville and the surrounding area. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information is available at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More at 562-0300.
You're listening to Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Welcome back to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. The Sanford Pentagon, Northwest Missouri State, and Lincoln Memorial just a few moments away from tip-off in this Final Four matchup. Guys, there's a good crowd from Northwest Missouri for last evening's game here. And Elite Eight, I think we got even more people making the trip up north for tonight's game.
Yeah, I think so. We've seen several people that we've talked to that weren't able to make it to last night's game. I think there's also a few that got here last night and then couldn't make it for tonight's game, so there's a little bit of a trade-out, but it's going to be a big crowd. It definitely will be a lot louder than what you'll hear out of the Lincoln Memorial crowd, of course. Lincoln Memorial being on the Kentucky-Tennessee border there in the Appalachian Mountains. It takes a little bit more to get here from that point, but Northwest fans, as always, showing up in force.
Always cool to see us streaming into. It could be a middle-of-the-week MIAA game just randomly on the road somewhere. And there's always a good crowd that follows Bearcat Athletics, and so why not come out and have a good crowd here for a historic moment in Northwest Athletics?
While we have a chance, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Along with Matt Gordon, Matt Trenton, I'm Sean Coffey, and but kind of a rough week to get sick here. Kind of having a little bit of a throat problem, and it was a little tough sledding in last night's game. Thought I had an opportunity to give it a go. Just didn't quite work out as well as I would like. So I think tonight I'm just going to turn it over to you guys and hopefully bring us back a win.
Well, we'll do what we can, definitely. But as Matt talked about, a very historic moment here tonight for Northwest Missouri State. For the men's team, obviously the first Final Four ever. We did see the women reach a Final Four, so a second, I guess, basketball Final Four in terms of Northwest Missouri State, but it doesn't make it any less exciting. And the one thing that I like, Matt, when you look at this Northwest team, we heard their comments after last night's game. I don't want to say they weren't excited. They were excited for the win, but they were still businesslike about that win.
Very much so, and I think that starts with your head coach, Ben McCollum, and just the fact that whenever Northwest had the chance to host a regional for the first time ever, this team went into it with a very workmanlike attitude, saying the chance to host isn't the accomplishment. The accomplishment is what comes whenever you take advantage of having it on your home court. The Bearcats able to do that and get the Elite Eight for the first time since 2004, and you said it. They know how historic it was, and Zach Schneider kind of alluded to it in last night's media conference after the ball game. But they were still very focused on the task at hand. The Bearcats got a chance to kind of sit around after the ball game and talk and watch Lincoln Memorial beat Chico State and kind of start that game planning process a little bit early there. So, you know what? Come out, heads on straight. They're very focused. They know what's at stake here these next couple of ball games. And so hopefully they can keep on winning.
And now here come the Bearcats, as you'll hear a huge cheer from the crowd here at the Sanford Pentagon. They are itching and ready. Even at our hotel, you had some fans that were playing cards and doing anything they can to just try to pass the time to get to 8:30. I mean, that was the focus of everybody. Let's just get to 8:30. It seems like the clock moves so much slower when there's exciting games to be played.
We talked about it last night after the ball game. Let's start game two up right now. Of course, we didn't run up and down the court and have to guard those players from St. Thomas Aquinas, so we would say that. But man, once you get past that first game, especially in tournament setting, it's like, man, let's go. We're excited to see another ball game, and especially that late time slot. I think the players like it. They can take it another ball game and kind of get themselves their minds right there. We heard Austin Meyer talk about that before the Sweet 16 game last week. It's nice to have that game ahead of you. But, yeah, we finally got to this point where we're closing in on these minutes of the opening tip and the Northwest men's basketball team's first Final Four appearance.
You know, one thing, when you look at a season as a whole, no matter where your program is at, you want to look at the season and make sure that you make progress, appreciate what you did in the season, but you have to kind of have blinders on at this point. It's really tough when you're in this position and hearing from the media, obviously, about, hey, all the history, first Final Four, this, that, and the other. But as a team, you have to have blinders on knowing that there's plenty of time to appreciate what this year has been and possibly will be. But let's not worry about that right now. You got to make sure that you're focused on the next game.
And I think a lot of that, I mean, you see Zach Schneider come in and, you know, a guy that was on those first three teams that went to the final, the Elite Eight, excuse me, the Sweet 16, had a chance to get the Elite Eight, and felt that disappointment, the sting of that. Then Anthony Woods came in, another senior that's been a part of those basketball games, and Devontae Mosby, and well, those guys know that this is their last chance, and I think it kind of starts with them. And really, other than maybe a win in the Sweet 16 and for a brief moment last night, you don't see Justin Pitch really get overly excited at all, because he kind of takes that workmanlike attitude as well. And whenever your leaders are like that, that has that trickle-down effect to where you're not going to see any freshman or sophomore or anybody really step out of line and do anything foolish at this time of the season. Everybody kind of knows what's at stake. And so if you see those senior leaders come out, conduct their business, and can get off to a good start tonight, it really kind of carries the rest of the team.
You know, I think one thing for Northwest tonight, the defense is going to be a major key. It always is for Northwest Missouri State. That's where they start. They want the defense to be good. I know there's been some fans that we've heard from that are real nervous, because when you look at statistics for Lincoln Memorial, they're huge. I mean, this is a team that played in a game that had 244 points scored this year, a 134-110 game. But here's the thing, is that means this team maybe hasn't seen quite the defensive pressure that they're going to go up against this Bearcat team tonight, and it's tough to adjust to something like that.
Well, you're right. Whenever you look at it, G.A. Christian Phelps giving us our normal high fives as he goes through. They've scored over 100 points seven times this season, only played two overtime basketball games. So you know Leafy can come out and fill it up. And we mentioned Chris Berry before. He's averaging 18 points per game, and Laquan Choice comes in, the all-time leading three-point shooter in Lincoln Memorial history. So it's a team that can put them away. But the Bearcats also the second-best scoring defense in the nation, and that's what they pride themselves on. And how many times we've come to the Sanford Pentagon and we saw that really good Augustana team the past couple years of coming in. They're averaging a ton of points. And the Bearcats constantly hold them into the 50s, into the 60s. And that's how they win these postseason basketball games. And, you know, they say defense wins championships. And the Bearcats hoping to prove that mantra right here this season.
They're about to introduce starting lineups here at the Sanford Pentagon. And you've probably got a group of about 100 or so fans from Lincoln Memorial here to cheer on their team. You've got several hundred fans for Northwest Missouri State. As the game gets closer to starting, that far side has filled out more than what we saw yesterday, and we've also got more fans sitting behind us than what we saw yesterday. So the support will be there for Northwest Missouri State, and the neat thing about it is the appreciation that these Bearcats have shown right from the head coach all the way on down. Everybody appreciates what they've gotten from the fans this year.
Well, they've been tremendous, and it's kind of, it's tough to be a Northwest fan because you fatten up so much in the fall whenever you see the Northwest Missouri State football team come out and win back-to-back national championships and now six total in program history and the most accomplished Division II program of all time. It's easy to get fattened up in the fall and then kind of forget about basketball season, but these fans really came out and were great early on in November whenever Augustana came into Bearcat Arena and you saw that game with the Bearcats able to run away with that win early on. And from that point on, the crowds have been tremendous. They've carried over here in the Sanford Pentagon. And the other cool thing about it, we see quite a few people wearing blue and gold Augustana Viking gear. they've an appreciation for the Bearcats, too.
Yep.
And a lot of them are pulling for Northwest here in this tournament.
Yeah, we've had several stop us and, you know, just ask some questions and talk and say, hey, we're pulling for you guys, you know, and that's been really neat. And, you know, the hospitality's always been great here in Sioux Falls when Northwest has been here, even for the two regionals. And so I think that's kind of carried over, obviously, into this Elite Eight tournament, even though they don't have a team involved. They did do a banner unveiling last night at halftime of the Northwest game for the national championship for Augustana last year. So they know where these teams are at, and they understand it. And it's been neat to have the extra support up north.
Oh, definitely. And just having a program like Augustana and the Northern Sun in general in the region with the MIAA and the Great American Conference. And, yeah, you build up those postseason rivalries. We've seen it in football. We now see it here in basketball, and it's just cool that Northwest able to play here in the Final Four within their region. It's so easy for the Northwest fans to be able to come up and see it, and a place that the Bearcats have kind of turned into their home over the last three seasons.
One thing that's a little different than from the regional tournaments is for the starting lineups, they shut off all the lights here in the Sanford Pentagon. Then they show a few highlights on the big screens, which are in two of the corners of the arena for the team that they're about to introduce. And then they've got spotlights going around. They've got some smoke machines right now blowing through green light as they introduce the Bearcat starting lineup. And that just adds to the overall feel. That adds, and I think a lot of that is for the fans. I mean, sure, it's fun for the players, but you look at our guys coming out right now being introduced, and there's not really any smiles. They're all business.
Oh, definitely. You know, I think they're kind of trying to harken back to those 90s Bulls teams where they have the music going, the smoke, turn out the lights, and, you know, it's not quite to that same effect, but still really cool. It does get the fans into it, all the Bearcat fans on their feet right now, and you said it, the Bearcats, the focus there has been tremendous all season long. They've been great throughout the postseason as well, and chance to go for win number 34 on the year tonight.
Lincoln Memorial out on the court, ready to get this one started. Northwest getting some final words from their head coach, Ben McCullum. Lincoln Memorial, they are wearing their colors are blue and white, but they are wearing a gunmetal uniform, similar to those gunmetal jerseys we've seen the Northwest football team wear. And for Northwest, of course, that's the higher seed, the number two seed in this Elite Eight, wearing the home white tonight. So Brett Doherty will be stepping into the center circle for Northwest Missouri State. He'll be across from Chris Perry. We're about ready to get the Final Four underway. They have to get a cameraman off the court and a cord off the court following him that was going right across midcourt.
TV guys, you believe that?
Yeah, I know. Always waiting on the TV. And we talked about it. You know, we've been waiting for 8:30 for so long. We don't have any more seconds left. We are set to go. The official chats with Doherty and Perry. And the ball will go up in the air and be controlled by Lincoln. They'll work right to left in this first half. Cornelius Taylor, the point guard, brings it over to the right side. He hands it off to Choice. It swings around to the left wing for Shaw. Shaw holding on to it in front of Abu and Dow. Now inside on the block, Perry. A move with a hook shot in the lane. It's off the back of the rim, and Brett Doherty with the rebound for Northwest. He'll give it up to Justin Pitts. Pitts with another big honor named today. We'll get into that a little bit later. He now has it on the left wing for the Cats. Top of the key for Schneider. Now to Doherty. Doherty puts it on the floor once, hands it for Pitts. Went toward the free throw line, backs it out top of the key. Starts a drive, stops at the free throw line, over to the right side, Woods. Now to the baseline for Endow. Six on the shot clock. Endow backing down. Fade away just off the block. Too strong. Woods the rebound for Northwest. So the kick out goes to Pitts. Pitts will get a screen. Works it to the left wing on the dribble. Now gets another screen from Doherty. Down the lane. Gives it to Doherty on the pick and roll. Up with the shot off the glass. No. Rebound tip. Controlled by Chris Perry for Lincoln Memorial. Gets the outlet to Taylor. He'll push it up to the left wing. Leaves it top of the key for Woodson. Woodson now will hand it to Choice. Choice back to the left side. Taylor with it on the wing. Gets the screen. Works it to the screener. Top of the key, Woodson. Now he'll go to the right side. Shaw, he takes a three. That's off the back of the rim. And the rebound for Anthony Woods.
Well, Lincoln looking kind of like they started off last night, too. They were really cold against Chico State. That ball game, not a lot of offense early on, but they finally got going later.
Justin Pitts with a runner on the right side. It's good off the glass. And Pitts with the first points of this ball game. Northwest Missouri State with the early lead. Just over a minute and a half in here in South Dakota. Winner will play for a national championship Saturday afternoon. Over to the right side. The pass goes to Laquan Choice. He is guarded closely by Woods. Choice now gets it to the top of the key for Perry. He dribbles down the lane, goes up with a shot. Offensive foul on Chris Perry. Trent Doherty stepped in. He drew the charge, and Northwest Missouri State will get possession.
Well, Doherty had a huge game last night, just only knocking down his free throws. Came up with some big buckets there, but he has quite the work cut out for him tonight going against Chris Perry. Good job of holding his own there, taking the charge, and even had Zach Schneider swooping in for the block shot if he didn't get that call.
That foul on Perry, the first of this ball game. Now on the right side, Justin Pitts. Moves left, goes right out to Schneider. Top of the key, Doherty. To the left wing, Woods. He'll put it on the floor. Driving the lane, ball knocked away. Woods chases it down, gets it to Schneider. Between the circles for Pitts. Pitts over to the right wing with the dribble. Now gets a screen from Doherty. Slip screen down to Doherty. He'll go up with the reverse layup. No good. Rebound inside for Laquan Choice for Lincoln Memorial. Quickly up the floor. Choice will take a jumper just inside the arc right side. And Choice has the first 2 points in the game for the Rail Splitters. Ties it at two with 17:28 to play in the first half. Pitts across midcourt with the dribble. He'll be picked up top of the key by Woodson. Now gets a screen from Doherty. Gets by Woodson. Stops, steps back, takes a 15-footer. Won't go. Rebound tipped to the top of the key. Chased down by Choice. He'll lead transition to the left wing. Gets a screen as he brings it to the free throw line. Tipped away. Ball loose on the baseline. Rolls out of bounds. Anthony Woods had his foot on the baseline when he touched the basketball, so it will be Lincoln Memorial basketball with 17:06 to play in the first half. Down inbound on the baseline right. Comes into the free throw line. Perry works it out right side. Taylor dribbles to the free throw line. Out of the top of the key, Shaw. He'll put up a jumper just inside the three-point arc. No good. Rebound to Justin Pitts, who was fouled by Chris Perry as he came down with the basketball. That will be the second foul on Chris Perry.
Well, that's big, sending him to the bench now, but checking in Emmanuel Terry. It seems like they just have a revolving door of big guys that are kind of scary inside. Terry comes in, leads the team to block shots with 48, but just to get Perry on the bench, that's huge here early on.
And Terry, as you mentioned, coming in at 6'9". Anthony Woods with it left side for Northwest. We're tied at two. Over to the right side for Schneider. Now to Woods on the wing. He'll get a screen from Schneider. Dribbles to the free throw line. Left corner in Dow. And Dow will bring it to the lane. Bounce pass down to Doherty on the baseline. Tipped away. Doherty will chase it down. Underneath. And Dow open. Hits the shot off the glass. And Northwest Missouri State did a lot of scoring right under the bucket last night. And they get into that early here tonight with Endow. Bearcats up 4-2. 16:24 to play in the first half. Top of the key is Woodson. He holds on to it. Works it over to the right side. Now back to Woodson. Top of the key. He'll hand it off for Shaw. Shaw to the free throw line. Shaw holding it, having some trouble getting passes around his Lincoln Memorial. Shaw trying to drive the baseline, steps on it. Give Brett Doherty the credit there, cutting off the baseline for Northwest Missouri State.
Just no openings right now early on here for Lincoln Memorial, shooting 1-of-4, and they've also turned the ball over twice.
4-2, Northwest Missouri State's lead, 16 minutes to play in the first half. Woods over to Pitts on the right side. Schneider between the circles, onto Woods left wing. Woods will get a screen from Doherty. End of the lane. Bounce pass underneath. Tipped away from him. Dow. He saves it in bounds, and Doherty will come down with it. Now to Pitts in the center circle. 10 on the shot clock. Pitts over to the left side with the dribble. He's got a mismatch. Driving the lane. Reverse layup. Blocked out of bounds, but a foul call. And Justin Pitts will get an opportunity at the free throw line. Paul Woodson is called for his first foul. And the free throws from Pitts will come after a timeout. 15:38 to play in the first half. 4-2, Northwest Missouri State with a lead in this final four over Lincoln Memorial. We're back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. Right Bank is right at your fingertips, or at nvb.com, or at any of their 8 locations.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, Missouri, manufacturer of steel tanks for storing petroleum products, chemicals, and solutions. More information about Houston's products is available at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
We're back at the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Northwest Missouri State with a 4-2 lead over Lincoln Memorial. 15:38 to play in the first half. Right now, during this break, they are introducing the all-star teams that will be playing tomorrow night here at the Sanford Pentagon. A Division II all-star game going to take place. That's kind of a neat addition to this tournament, and a good opportunity for fans in this area of basketball to see some really good players.
I think a lot of people kind of hear Division II and are immediately turned off, but you really have to come out and see these guys play and how fast they move. And there's a lot of good athletes here, and if you're in Maryville, you see Northwest Missouri State play in the MIAA, you get a small taste of that. So cool to see the all-star game, and you know if they're in Sioux Falls, they're going to treat them right, and the hospitality is going to be great. So very cool to see that.
Back quarter here along with Matt Trenton, John Coffey with us. A little under the weather, the voice not holding up right now, so we'll hold down the fort as best we can as Justin Pitts steps to the line for Northwest.
Still looks great tonight, though.
Pitts will have two opportunities at the line. And his first one is good. Something Northwest did well last night, shoot free throws, especially from a couple of guys that hadn't been shooting free throws well through the regular season. Pitts' second is good. So Pitts with 4 points. And it's a 6-2 game. Northwest Missouri State with a lead. Lincoln Memorial with the basketball. Cornelius Taylor hands off to Shaw left side. Now out top of the key, Woodson. He'll work it over to the right side for Choice. Now back to the top of the key. Taylor trying to find a driving lane. Has some trouble. Goes up with a fadeaway from 13. Doesn't get it. And Justin Pitts down with the basketball for Northwest. He'll bring it across midcourt. Now over to the right side on the drive. Stops at the elbow. Up with the jumper. That's off the front of the rim. Rebound tapped by Doherty. Out to the corner where Endow will bring it down. Top of the key to Schneider. Over to the right. Pitts. He'll get a screen from Schneider. He brings it over to the right wing. Now gets another screen. Puts up a three-pointer. That's off the back of the rim. And a long rebound ripped down by Emmanuel Terry for Lincoln Memorial. They'll quickly push it ahead. Taylor on the right wing. To the top of the key, Woodson. Woodson will work it to the left, hand it off. Choice takes a three, in and out, no good. And the rebound to Brett Doherty for Northwest Missouri State.
Saw defense there by Anthony Woods. Had a hand in his face, was all over Choice as he forced that three-pointer.
Four-point Bearcat lead, 14:34 to play in the first half. Down to the baseline right, Brett Doherty backing down. He's got a mismatch against Shaw. Goes up with a shot fake, up with the shot, draws the foul. This one should go against Emmanuel Terry. We thought he was going to get a blocked shot out of that coming over on the help side defense. Instead, he picks up his first foul. That's the fourth team foul against Lincoln Memorial. And Brett Doherty, one of those, did a great job from the line last night. Will step there for the first time tonight. And his first free throw is good.
Well, he's playing a huge role in this basketball game. Not only a chance to knock down free throws and help the Bearcats out that way, but they went to him early and often. They got Chris Perry in foul trouble, now one coming up here on Terry. So they want to get those big guys on the bench immediately.
Second one off left court, Doherty. And the rebound to Lincoln Memorial. But Northwest Missouri State up 7-2, 14:20 to play in the first half. Woodson hands it off right side to Choice. Now over to the left it goes, Taylor. Taylor wanting a driving lane, and he can't find one again. Now to the top of the key, Choice. He'll dribble over to the right corner. Hooks a pass top of the key. Woodson on the drive. Stops. Jumper from eight. Good for Paul Woodson. First points for Woodson, 7-4. Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the basketball. 13:55 to play in the first half. Schneider between the circles for Northwest to the right side in Dow. Now to Woods. He's near the sideline with it. Puts it on the floor once. Gets it to Endow, top of the key. Left side for Pitts. Pitts will get a screen from Endow. Works it toward the corner. Now goes on a drive in the lane. Up in the air. Gets it over to Woods. Woods will back it out. Five on the shot clock. Woods puts up a three-pointer. That one, nothing but net for Anthony Woods.
That was a line drive, wasn't it? Barely got over the rim and fell right through.
First points for Anthony Woods. Just his seventh three of the season. Northwest Missouri State up 10-4. Lincoln Memorial with it. Shaw wants to drive and reaching foul coming here against Chris Cebu and Dow. Trying to slide over on the help side to maybe get a steal out of it. This will get Devontae Mosby and Ryan Welty into the lineup for Northwest. And that's the first foul of the game against the Bearcats.
Yeah, Devontae Mosby coming in his first minutes tonight. Well, he had 2 points and 2 rebounds last night. He's been an animal for Northwest ever since the MIAA tournament on through, so a little bit quiet last night, but you mentioned Brett Doherty, also got a double-double from Chris Cebu and Dow, so if you get normal Devontae Mosby production tonight with those guys still playing at a high level, that'll go a long way.
Deshaun Patterson, a freshman in for Lincoln Memorial, a senior in Hunter Spa on the floor as well for the Splitters. Now top of the key, drive by choice, up with the shot, too strong, rebound for Ryan Welty on the backside for Northwest. Bearcats are up by 6, 13:05 to play in the first half. It's the Final Four from Sioux Falls, South Dakota on the right side. Chris Cebu and Dow, well beyond the arc. Now to Mosby, top of the key it goes to Pitts. Pitts will work it over to the left side of the floor. Now in a mismatch as he's being guarded by a 6'9 player. Gets by him, up with the floater. Good for Justin Pitts. That's 6 for Pitts. Emmanuel Terry at 6'9. Justin Pitts at 5'9. Good thing they were out on the perimeter. Pitts takes advantage. Bearcats up by 8. Bearcat fans on their feet. Over to the right side. Spa gets it top of the key. Woodson hands it to Choice, and Choice has some trouble with the ball, but away from the ball, we've got an illegal screen against Lincoln Memorial. This will go against Paul Woodson, and that's 2 on Woodson. So a couple of starters with 2 fouls each for Lincoln Memorial.
All the momentum on Northwest side here early on, a 12-4 lead. You see Lincoln right now shooting 2 of 8 from the field, and the Bearcats, ever since Anthony Woods somehow knocked down that three-pointer, things really in their favor.
Trayvon Shaw comes in place of Paul Woodson. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball, leading by 8. 12:20 to play in the first half. Justin Pitts gets a screen from Mosby, slowly works over toward the right side, and again, after a switch, he's guarded by Terry. To the left side, Endow. Into the corner, Welty. Right back to Endow, posting up. Endow backing in with the dribble, goes up with the hook shot. In the lane, it's good! Chris Cebu Endow with 4 points. And Northwest Missouri State's lead hits 10. 14-4. We go inside 12 to play in the first half. Sean Patterson out to Choice. He takes a 3 and knocks it down. Big shot there by Laquan Choice. He has 5 points in this ballgame. It's his 138th 3 on the season. 14-7. Northwest with the lead in the basketball. Bearcats trying to keep it at a slow pace with 11:30 to go in the first half. Pitts top of the key, working against Choice. Now gets a screen from Schneider. Doesn't use it. Goes by Choice. Underhanded layup. Off the rim, no good. And Terry there for the rebound for Lincoln Memorial. Gets it to Choice. He'll bring it to the top of the key. Now works it down the lane. Has the ball knocked off of his knee. It'll be Northwest basketball. Good help side defense by the Bearcats. Getting a hand on the ball. Knocking it loose. And Northwest will have it after a timeout. 11-11 to play in the first half. 14-7 Northwest Missouri State's lead over Lincoln Memorial. We're back to South Dakota in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prairie House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Back at the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Northwest Missouri State leading Lincoln Memorial 14-7. How uncomfortable does Lincoln Memorial have to be right now with 7 points in about 9 minutes of action? That can't be something that happens too often for Lincoln Memorial.
They have to be sitting there after last night's ball game saying, hey, we had a pretty poor offensive showing and we found a way to escape. We're into the Final Four. But every step you go, things rise a little bit more in the intensity, and they're struggling right now. The 3 of 9 shooting, they turned the ball over 4 times. The Bearcats have not turned the ball over at all, even though they're a couple possessions a little bit shaky early on. But, they have to be feeling like they're back on the heels a little bit right now.
Brett Doherty and Anthony Woods checked in during the break for Northwest. Justin Pitts with a basketball for the Bearcats. Brings it to the top of the key. Underneath Doherty, wide open, up with the layup, and it's good. Great find by Justin Pitts, who is now the single season leader in assists all time at Northwest Missouri State. Doherty with 3 points in this ballgame. Northwest up 16-7. Choice between the circles for Lincoln Memorial. Over to the left side, Patterson took his eye off it, but chases down the loose ball. On the left wing, open. Three, good. Deshaun Patterson gets his first points of the ball game, and it makes it a 16-10 game. Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the ball. 10:29 to play in the first half. Pitts will work it over to the left side. Gets a screen from Doherty, brings it to the top of the key. Now over to the right side, and Dow gives it up for Woods. Woods to the free throw line, back to Endow. Endow trying to go with a spin move. He actually stepped on the foot of Trayvon Shaw. That got him off balance and into a travel, so Lincoln Memorial will have the basketball. Bearcats in the first half last night with just 2 turnovers in the half against the full court pressure from St. Thomas Aquinas, and that's their first one here tonight. Lincoln Memorial with it. Patterson brings it over to the left side, picks up the dribble, now works it out toward midcourt for Choice. Guarded by Woods. Choice trying to drive. Bounce pass over to the right. Terry. He'll take it all the way down the right side of the lane and hit the layup. Emmanuel Terry with his first points of the game, and it's 16-12. Lincoln Memorial trying to make a run here as Anthony Woods will drive into the lane. Shot off the glass won't go. Rebound tipped around, and Terry will control it for the rail splitters. He gets it to Spa. Spa down to Patterson. He has it top of the key. On to Spa on the right wing. He'll give it up for Shaw. Shaw will put up a three from the right wing, and it's good. So just like that, we have seen the rail splitters fight back into it. They're down by one. 16-15 with 9:18 to play in the first half. Pitts goes on a drive. Shot off the glass, no good. Rebound in Dow. Out to Pitts. Three right wing off the back of the rim. In Dow with another offensive rebound. Top of the key for Schneider. Right side Pitts blows by Shaw. Kick out to the left corner. And Dow with a three. Nothing but net for Chris Cebu and Dow.
He earned that one, didn't he? Pulled down 2 huge offensive rebounds to keep that play alive. And Justin Pitts, a great find of Endow in the corner.
7 for Endow, 19-15 Northwest. A drive by Patterson. The ball knocked away. And Doherty will chase it down in the corner for the Cats. And the Bearcats with a 4-point lead and 8:40 to play in the first half. Pitts will work it to the right side, gives it to Endow on the wing. Top of the key, Schneider. Now to Pitts, left wing. He'll get a screen from Doherty. Backs it out. Now back to Doherty. Doherty holding on to it, thinking about backing down with 8 on the shot clock. Now to Pitts, three-pointer on the way, and that's off the back of the rim. Long rebound picked up by Patterson. Patterson over to the right side. A three on the way from Choice, and it's good. Juan Choice with a pair of three-pointers for his last 2 buckets. 8 points for him. Back to a 1-point game. 19-18, Northwest Missouri State with a lead. Now Pitts on the drive. Layup left side is good for Justin Pitts. 8 for Pitts. It's interesting because now they've got Emmanuel Terry guarding Justin Pitts.
Which seems ridiculous, right?
Yeah, but they're hoping his length can block some of Pitts' shots on those drives. It didn't work that time. Northwest up by 3. Lincoln Memorial with it between the circles. Shaw. Shaw to the left corner. A 3 on the way from Spa. That's off the back of the rim. Doherty with a block out of Terry. And a big rebound for Northwest Missouri State. 7:30 to play in the first half. 21-18, Northwest Missouri State on top. Anthony Woods between the circles to Pitts. Left wing in Dow. Top of the key for Doherty. Now to the right, Woods. Woods will get a screen from Doherty. Hesitates at the free throw line. Kick to the right side, and Dow fakes the three-pointer. Wants to drive on Spaugh. Spaugh trying to hold ground. Shot up too strong. And the rebound to Shaw for Lincoln Memorial. And Shaw carries the basketball. He couldn't decide whether to dribble behind his back or between his legs, so he carried it and will turn it over to the Bearcats after a timeout. 21-18, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Lincoln Memorial. 7:04 to play in the first half. We'll be back to South Dakota in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest Missouri State alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Biertaller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
In Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Northwest Missouri State with a 21-18 lead over Lincoln Memorial in this Final Four game, with the winner advancing on to Saturday afternoon's championship game against Fairmont State. Fairmont beat Bellarmine rather easily in the first semifinal here tonight, and they await the winner of this ball game. It'll be a 2 o'clock ball game on Saturday afternoon. And again, Northwest Missouri State, one of more than 300 teams to start the year in Division II basketball, and now just three left playing the game.
It's crazy, right? I mean, we knew it was going to be a very special Northwest team coming in, but, you know, it's just hard to fathom your first Final Four appearance and a chance to move on to the championship. You beat Lincoln Memorial here tonight, and you knew special things were coming. It's just, after some Sweet 16 disappointments, you just wonder, are you going to get past that point? So cool to see them here in this situation.
Northwest with the basketball out of the timeout. Xavier Kurth and Devontae Mosby checked in during the break for the Bearcats. Justin Pitts works it over to the right side. Now to the corner for Kurth. Back to Pitts, top of the key. Gets a screen from Zach Snyder. Doesn't use it. Over to Woods instead. Woods will drive down to the baseline. Shot fake. Shot up on the block. No good. Rebound tipped around, and Mosby will come out of there with it. If you don't get it clean inside and Devontae Mosby's in there, you're going to bet he's going to come out of there with the basketball. And now Woods goes on another drive. Left-handed shot. They're going to wave it off. A foul before he took the shot. He hit it off the glass, but the official says no shot. Foul will be called on Laquan Choice, and that'll be the first on Choice. Six against Lincoln Memorial, so an inbound for Northwest Missouri State. Baseline right out to Mosby. Out beyond the arc right side. Comes to Woods, top of the key. He'll get a screen from Mosby. Ball tipped away from him. Mosby will chase it down and give it to Justin Pitts in the center circle. 6:20 to play in this first half. Pitts at the top of the key. Works it over to the left side on a crossover. Now spins after picking up the dribble. Gives it up for Woods. Woods wants to drive on Terry. Spins in the lane. Goes up with the shot around Terry, and it's good for Anthony Woods. 5 points for Woods. 23-18, Northwest Missouri State's lead. 6 minutes to play in the first half. Terry with it at the high post. Now gets it up the free throw line to Choice. Choice up for the jumper over Woods. It's good for Laquan Choice. What a quick release for Choice as he hits 10 points in this first half. 23-20 the lead for Northwest. 5:45 to play in the half. Kurth with it on the right side for the Bearcats. Now to Schneider. Over to left Woods. Gives it for Pitts. Pitts at the top of the key. Brings it on to the left wing with the dribble. Crossover around Terry. Shot over Terry. Good for Justin Pitts. That foot doesn't matter when it's Justin Pitts at 5'9". Gets it over the 6'9 Terry for the bucket. 25-20 Northwest Missouri State. Out between the circles. Choice gets a screen from Terry. Goes up with a three-pointer left wing, and it's good. Choice starting to light it up for Lincoln Memorial. He has 13. That's his third three of this first half. And Northwest Missouri State will take a timeout. It's a two-point game, 25-23. Northwest with a lead over Lincoln Memorial in this Final Four matchup in South Dakota. 5:08 to play in the first half. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore. The bookstore, located inside the J.W. Jones Student Union, is open Monday through Friday and offers Bearcat apparel for men, women, and children. Or at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More at 660-853-2319.
We're back in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Northwest Missouri State will have the ball with 5:07 to play in this first half. Bearcats with a two-point lead. They have led from the start. Justin Pitts with it on the left side. Gets a screen as he brings it to the free throw line. Tries the floater. It's blocked by Choice. And the rebound for Terry inside for Lincoln Memorial. Outlet goes to Shaw. Trayvon Shaw on the left wing. Goes on the drive. Floater in the lane. Good for Shaw. So Shaw with 5 points. And that'll tie it at 25. Northwest Missouri State with it. 4:39 to play in the first half. To the right corner it goes to Anthony Woods. Down to the baseline, up with the shot, blocked away from behind. Kurt fights for the rebound, dribbles out of trouble, and gets it to Woods. Ball did not hit the rim, so the shot clock did not reset. Woods with a step back over Terry, bangs it home. Anthony Woods with 7 points, and it's a 27-25 Northwest Missouri State lead.
Not a guy you think of for his jump shot, but knocks down the big three-pointer, knocks down that mid-range jumper there, and he's starting to feel it.
Deshaun Patterson goes on a drive, is fouled before he attempts the shot. Xavier Kurt will be called for his first. And Chris Abuendow and Brett Doherty back into the Northwest lineup. Kurt and Mosby to the sideline with 4:12 to play in the first half. 27-25, Northwest Missouri State's lead. Inbound for Lincoln Memorial, coming on the baseline right. Into the corner for Terry. Terry will hand it back to Cornelius Taylor, who goes up with a 17-footer. It's off the back of the rim, and then on the rebound, a foul. This is going to go against Northwest.
Nope. No, they got Terry.
They got Terry. But the official said 33 will be the shooter, which he did, but it's Zach Schneider who will be the shooter for Northwest Missouri State. And Emmanuel Terry picks up his second foul.
Just a rough first half here for Emmanuel Terry, isn't it? A couple and fouls, and they can't seem to stop Anthony Woods or Justin Pitts.
And it's actually 32 is the shooter, because Brett Doherty steps to the line. He's one of two from there. Bearcats up by two. Doherty with a one-and-one opportunity. The front end, no good. And the rebound to Laquan Choice for Lincoln Memorial. Choice brings it up the floor, tries to drive, kick out to the corner. It goes out of bounds, and they're going to say it's off of Northwest. Coach McCollum wants another official to make the call, but he says it'll be Lincoln Memorial ball, and it will come after a timeout. They may take a look at this one during the break as well. 27-25, Northwest Missouri State with a lead over Lincoln Memorial. 3:57 to play in this Final Four matchup in South Dakota. We're back after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Keen, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799. Or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Barnes Baker in Trenton and Chillicothe. With their full line of Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC cars and trucks, the professionals at Barnes Baker in Chillicothe have been serving their customers' automotive needs for 82 years. Learn more at barnesbaker.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House.
Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarysvilleHope.org.
We're back at Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and they have just taken a point away from Lincoln Memorial. They went over to the video to check the video. I thought they were going to check on who the ball was out on, but they did a review of a three-point basket by Lincoln Memorial, and they have taken a point off the board from the rail splitter, so it's 27-24. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. And it looks like the last shot by Laquan Choice, they counted initially as a three-pointer, but they are going to count it as two, so he has 12 points, and the Bearcats lead by three. Lincoln Memorial will inbound it, coming out of this timeout. 3:57 to play in the half. Cornelius Taylor will step out to trigger it in for the rail splitters. Lobs it into the free throw line for Choice. Over to the right side, Shaw. He'll put up a three-pointer from the wing, and it's good. Trayvon Shaw with his second three-pointer of the game, and that ties it at 27 with 3:44 to go in the first half. Justin Pitts across midcourt for Northwest. Over to the right wing and Dow. Top of the key, Pitts. Pitts crosses over, gives it out to Snyder. Into the corner, Woods. Woods back to Snyder. Now to Woods on the left wing. They give him some room. Now Woods will try to drive with it over to the right side. Spins, gets it out to Doherty. Now to Pitts, five on the shot clock. Pitts over to the right side, open for three. That's off the front of the rim. Rebound to Endow. Way to fight for that board. Chris Cebu Endow tipped it out to himself. And Northwest with a fresh shot clock. Woods gives it to Pitts out near midcourt. Pitts being guarded by Choice. Now tries to drive, pushes it out right side for Endow. Top of the key, Doherty. Doherty with 10 on the shot clock gets it out to the right side to Pitts. Pitts goes on a drive. Underneath, the reverse layup blocked away. Tipping attempt no good by Woods, but a foul call will send Anthony Woods to the free throw line for two for Northwest. The foul on Laquan Choice will be his second. So you're looking at three starters and then one important bench player, each with two fouls for Lincoln Memorial.
How good have the Bearcats been so far on the offensive glass? You see Chrissy Buendow getting another offensive rebound that time around, and Anthony Woods getting another one just to keep that possession alive. And right now, seven offensive rebounds in the first half, none for Lincoln Memorial.
Woods misses the first of his two free throw attempts. Second one is on the way, and that one no good. So Lincoln with an opportunity here to take their first lead of the ball game. It's tied at 27 with 2:42 to play in the first half. Lincoln Memorial to the left side. Taylor brings it out top of the key for Shaw. Shaw gets a screen, crosses over, drives, a floater in the lane is good for Trayvon Shaw. Shaw with 10 points and a first lead of the game for the rail splitters, 29-27. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball, 2:22 to go in the first half. Pitts will work it to the right side, slowly, gives it up for Woods. Woods top of the key, Schneider, right back to Woods. Looks down to Doherty, gets it to him on the baseline. Doherty takes left, drives, up with a reverse layup. Good shot for Brett Doherty. Doherty with five, and it's a 29-29 game. Lincoln Memorial with the ball. 2 minutes to play in the first half. Shaw on the right wing. Drives toward the baseline, lowers the shoulder. Offensive foul. Brett Doherty there defensively for Northwest.
Well, Brett stepped up too huge. Back-to-back possessions going right at Perry in the other end, knowing he's in foul trouble getting the bucket, then taking his second offensive foul of the ball game.
Xavier Kerr back into the game for the Cats. Chris Endow goes to the sideline. Paul Woodson checks back in for Lincoln Memorial along with Deshaun Patterson. Woodson hasn't played many minutes. Despite being a starter, he picked up two very early fouls for the rail splitters. We're tied at 29, 1:57 to play in the first half. Justin Pitts across midcourt, over to the right side, Schneider on the wing, top of the key, Woods, fakes a pass left, goes back right for Schneider, now to the baseline, Doherty, thought about a pass, now we'll back it down, working against Perry, up with the shot fake, shot over Perry, too strong, rebound for Perry inside for Lincoln Memorial, outlet goes to Taylor, to the right wing with it, head and shoulder fake, goes on the drive, and a reach in foul against Northwest, out on the perimeter. This will go against Justin Pitts. That'll be the first on Pitts. Just the third team foul against the Cats. So Lincoln Memorial will inbound on the baseline right. Rail splitter's been called for 9 in this first half so far. Inbound on the baseline. Tough, but it comes in to Perry on the right wing. He'll hand it off to Shaw, who drives, then tried to get it across the lane, but it goes through the hands of Paul Woodson and out of bounds. And Northwest Missouri State will have it. Ryan Welty comes back into the Bearcat lineup in place of Anthony Woods.
The Bearcat defense continuing to cause problems. 8 first-half turnovers on Lincoln Memorial. And really, 5 of 8 from three-point range. They've done a good job from deep, and that's what's allowed them to hang in this ballgame and be tied up right now.
29-all with 1:15 to play in the first half. Pitts with the crossover. Starts a drive. Now to Doherty, top of the key. Back to Pitts. He starts to drive again. Back to Doherty. Down the left side of the lane. He tried to come up with the basketball. It's knocked away and out of bounds. It's off of Chris Perry. And Northwest Missouri State will have it. Josh Schertz, the head coach for the Splitters, saying that it was just Doherty losing it, but the official pointing to his knee, saying it hit the knee of Chris Perry before going out of bounds. Welty inbounds to Doherty, out on the left wing. He'll hand it for Kirk. And now under the basket as Ryan Welty tries to come through a couple of Lincoln Memorial players. A foul call on the rail splitters. This will be on Deshaun Patterson, his first, and Ryan Welty will go to the free throw line for 2. That is the 10th team foul on Lincoln Memorial. 1:03 to play in what has been a very exciting first half of basketball. In the final four. And the first free throw, good for Ryan Welty. First point of the game for the freshman. Second one coming for Welty as well. And that one is on the way. And in and out, no good. The rebound to Paul Woodson for Lincoln Memorial. He'll give it up to Deshaun Patterson, and Patterson will dribble it over to the left side of the floor. Inside he goes, posting up Perry, up with the shot in the lane, and it's good for Chris Perry. First points of the game for Perry. 31-30, the lead for Lincoln Memorial. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. 40 seconds to play in the first half. Pitts drives, gives it to Doherty at the free throw line. Back to Pitts. Now at the top of the key, over to the right elbow. 15-footer, good for Justin Pitts. That's 12 for Pitts. Quick timeout here for Lincoln Memorial. Their use it or lose it timeout here at the tail end of the first half. 32-31, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. 30.8 seconds to play in this first half, and even when Northwest Missouri State was able to build out to a double-digit lead, you don't want to feel comfortable because we talked about the points that Lincoln Memorial can score, and I think they started to show why once they got the jitters worked out there in the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, especially whenever you look at, Shaw came out, knocked down some big three-pointers. Laquan Choice, the team's all-time leading three-point shooter, knocked down some big shots, and kind of got in that rhythm, got a few stops on the Bearcats, and they've kind of been feeling pretty good. Northwest has to feel good about themselves. They got Chris Perry in foul trouble. He only has 2 first half points, but once again, they knocked down some long range shots where the Bearcats haven't hit many threes, 2 of 6, and they're also 4 of 9 from the free throw line. That makes this a close ball game.
So Lincoln Memorial will have it. They basically can work for the final shot of the half. There's less than a second difference between the two clocks. Deshaun Patterson walked it across midcourt and will stop and stand there in his Tar Heel blue shoes and dribble with the basketball until time runs down. It hits 10 seconds to go in the half. Here they go. Now out top of the key, Woodson. Woodson will give it up. Top of the key, Patterson. Patterson trying to drive with it. Forces it. Goes up with the shot and a reach-in foul going to be called on Xavier Kurth with 1.8 seconds to play. In this first half, that'll be the second on Kurt.
Oh, that's a tough one, too, because Kurt was playing really good tight defense on shot at the top of the key and was with him all the way through the lane. It looked like a clean strip from our vantage point, but the official got him for the foul. So, excuse me, not shot. Yeah, Deshaun Patterson going to the free throw line now. So, a couple free throws and chance for the Splitters to go back in front.
And first trip to the line for Deshaun Patterson. First free throw is good. 4 points now for Patterson. Devontae Mosby and Chris Endow will check in for Northwest. That was the first free throw attempt of the game for Lincoln Memorial, with that foul call just the 4th against Northwest in this first half. 1.8 seconds on the first half clock. Right now we're tied at 32, but Deshaun Patterson will get a second free throw attempt for Lincoln Memorial. And it's on the way and good. So he hit both, They'll get Devin Hawkins in for the first time in this ball game for Lincoln Memorial. Bearcats have to go the full length of the floor in 1.8 seconds. Inbound will come from Endow. He gets it into Woods. Woods takes a dribble, forces a long shot. It'll be well short. So at the end of the first half, despite the fast start for Northwest Missouri State, the Bearcats will be down by one at halftime, 33-32 to Lincoln Memorial in this Final Four matchup here in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. We'll be back with more from the Sanford Pentagon in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main Street across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy, or grilled chicken and sides for lunch or dinner.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest alumnus and Farmers Insurance agent Kevin Hornick, providing insurance coverage packages to Bearcat fans for home, auto, health, life, and more. More information is available at bluespringsinsurance.com.
Back at Heritage Court in the Sanford Pentagon, Northwest Missouri State, trailing by one at the half to Lincoln Memorial, 33-32. And I think all the first half really told us, Matt, is we're going to be in for a great second half.
You're exactly right. Well put, Matt.
How's that for deep?
You know what? We talked throughout the broadcast. Lincoln Memorial wants to come out. They want to score a ton of points. They want to get in a track meet with you. And the Bearcats, really, they're kind of controlling the place. They're playing the basketball game they want. If this game ends in the 60s like it's on pace to right now, that's exactly what Ben McCollum wants from his team. So despite going in down by one, you're right where you want to be.
And when they did make their comeback, Lincoln Memorial, as you talk about the pace, they did get the pace up a little bit. Northwest was slowing it down when they had possession, but Lincoln was getting it up the floor and getting into their half-court set a lot quicker during that time they were making that comeback.
Yeah, they were. And I think that's one thing. You go in, you talk to the players, just slow things down a bit, run through your offense, find a way to continue to work the ball inside. You haven't seen Zach Schneider come out and even get a shot attempt in this ball game. Get a senior leader, a good three-point shooter for yourself to come out and maybe knock one or two down from long range. And I mean, really, Justin Pitts goes in with 12 points, but he's had to work for him. He's 5 of 15 shooting. A couple good offensive possessions. Get yourself back in your flow and get Lincoln Memorial back on your heels, and Bearcats will be all right.
I think another thing Northwest needs to utilize to create themselves an advantage in the second half is going to be the foul situation for Lincoln Memorial.
Continue to attack Emmanuel Terry and Chris Perry. I mean, it worked. That's what got you on a roll. You got Perry on the bench early on, and Pitts was able to attack Emmanuel Terry. So if they can continue to get those guys and get up to three, four fouls there early in the second half, that's really going to put Lincoln Memorial in a tough spot.
So at the half of this Final Four matchup, with the winner advancing to Saturday's championship game, Northwest Missouri State trailing by one, 33-32 to Lincoln Memorial. And again, Fairmont State awaiting the winner of this ball game in Saturday's national championship. When we come back, we'll hear from the athletic director at Northwest Missouri State, Mel Churchma. We'll do it right after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Campus Dining, operating six restaurants on the Northwest Campus, including Chick-fil-A, Starbucks, Papa John's, Einstein Brothers Bagels, Zen Japanese, and Bearcat Commons. Locations and hours are at nwcampusdining.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, celebrating 125 years of insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com.
And welcome back to the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. We're at halftime. Northwest Missouri State trailing Lincoln Memorial 33-32. Joined now by the athletic director, Northwest Missouri State, Mel Churchma. And Mel, before we talk a little bit about this game here, just your impressions of the week so far that this basketball team and the fans have been involved with here at Sioux Falls.
Well, it's been a tremendous experience. You know, I know it's been great for our players and our coaches. You know, but with a win last night, we entered some new territory. We had never won a game in the Elite Eight, so we were able to do that. And, just everything that takes place. We got here Monday and had a banquet on Monday night with all eight teams, and then on Tuesday we did some community service, and that was a great experience for our players. We were at a junior high school and worked with some kids there, and you know, the people at Sioux Falls, the people here at the Pentagon have been awesome. We knew that coming in because we've been here the last couple of years with the regional, and it's just been a really great experience.
And I really don't think there can be any venue for a Division II national tournament that really rivals what they have here with the way they honor the history of basketball, and the size of this is perfect for a tournament such as this as well.
Well, it really is. It's just an unbelievable facility, and it's the right size. We don't need to be an arena with 10,000 seats. I think this seats about 3,500 or something like that. That's perfect for the Division II championship when teams, we're the only team out of the eight that didn't fly in. So, you know, all those other teams are over 600 miles away. So, it's hard for fans to get there, but I think the city of Sioux Falls, last night, obviously, there's a lot of people here from Augustana that they honored their national championship team from last year, but there's a lot of great basketball fans in this state, and they're coming out to support the Division II championship.
And we've talked about this as well, that a lot of the Augustana fans are doing a lot of cheering for Bearcats here.
Well, I think they really are. I think there's a lot of mutual respect. We have very similar teams. I think our coaches, both of us have great coaches. And so I think a lot of them would say, let's have Northwest win it this year. So we're excited to have them help us.
Well, their head coach last year after Augustana won the national title, and one of the first things he said was Northwest Missouri State is going to be in that championship game the next year. Now, we got a little bit to do left in this second half here. But
we got to convince Lincoln Memorial.
That's right. Yeah. They're not cooperating quite
no.
as well there.
But I think there is. There's a lot of respect and, two great basketball programs and two great coaches. So, we have a lot in common.
What do you think of this game right now between Northwest and Lincoln Memorial?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if they can continue to shoot as well as they do. They're shooting over 60% from the field, over 60% from three. I don't think they're getting that easy of shots. I think Coach McCollum, Dave, may disagree with me a little bit there that they're getting too many easy shots. But, I think if we settle down, we just keep playing the way we are, we're going to be fine. Hopefully we hit a few more free throws, and if we do that, I think we're going to be in the championship game.
And how much fun would that be after having a football team make it to the national championship and win the title again this past year to see men's basketball get there?
It'd be awesome. I just feel like our basketball team deserves it. They're such great kids. They've worked so hard. They've been so close, and so let's get the last 20 minutes here, and let's get them into the championship game, and it'll be a lot of fun tomorrow, or Saturday.
Well, when you talk about such good kids, that's one of the things that we hear about from people in Sioux Falls that have been exposed to this Bearcat men's basketball team, just how much they've enjoyed being around that group of guys.
Well, they're a great bunch, and they've got tremendous resiliency. I know from experience how tough it is to win that, to lose that last game, we did in the championship game there 4 years in a row. And for a team to keep coming back like our team has, this is the fourth year now, and they're doing it. And, I feel like they're going to find a way to be there on Saturday.
All right, Mel, thanks a lot for being
here. Thanks, John. I appreciate it.
As athletic director at Northwest Missouri State, Mel Churchman, we are at the half of Northwest Missouri State. Down by one to Lincoln Memorial, 33-32. Got more coming up at halftime as we'll take a look at some of the totals out of the first half. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Houston Polytank in Hopkins, Missouri. Houston Polytank's plastic tanks provide storage solutions for the food, chemical, ag, and mining industries. More information about the company's products is at HoustonPolytank.com. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. Right Bank is right at your fingertips at NVB.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jordy Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Ellinger of Mound City. Also from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699.
Support comes from Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model, pre-owned autos, and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from SSM St. Francis Hospital Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services, offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Well, we're at halftime here from the Sanford Pentagon, the Final Four between Northwest Missouri State and Lincoln Memorial. And right now it is a 33-32 lead for the Splitters over the Bearcats. I'm going to bring you some of the stats here from the first half. The Bearcats shot 13 of 31 from the field, 42%, just 2 of 6 from three-point range. And what's also concerning, 4 of 9 from the free throw line, so 44% from there. Hoping to work on that here in the second half. Justin Pitts leading the way, though, for Northwest. 12 points on 5 of 15, shooting 0 of 4 from beyond the three-point arc. He's also knocked down a pair of free throws. Justin also pulled down a couple rebounds, has 2 assists there in the first half as well. Northwest also getting 7 points from Anthony Woods, also 2 rebounds from Woods there in the first half. Hit a 3-pointer, hit just his 7th 3-point make of the season there in that first 20 minutes of the ballgame. Also 7 points coming from Chris Ibu and Dow. And Dow also pulling down 4 rebounds in the ballgame, 3 of them on the offensive end. Also 5 points coming from Brett Doherty on 2 of 5 shooting. He also has 4 rebounds there in the first half. That rounds out the scoring for the Bearcats. They turned the ball over just one time so far in the game. On the other side for Lincoln Memorial, they're being led by Laquan Choice. The program's all-time leading three-point shooter is 2 of 3 from three-point range on those 12 points. Also 10 coming from Trevon Shaw and 5 points from Deshaun Patterson. Also 2 points coming from Paul Woodson and Chris Perry. Perry, team's leading scorer at 18 points per game, didn't get his first bucket until late in the first half there. He's been in foul trouble throughout the ball game, as well as Choice and Woodson also have 2, and Emmanuel Terry coming off the bench, he also has a pair of fouls there in that first half also. Lincoln Memorial, though, 13 of 21 shooting in the first half, that's 62%, also shooting 62% from three-point range, 5 of 8, and they dug down a pair of free throws. The big stat, though, the Bearcats have forced 8 Lincoln Memorial turnovers. This is a team that averages 92 points per ball game and sitting at just 33 here in the first half. So the Bearcats in a pretty good spot defensively. Just need to knock down some shots for the chance to pull away here in this Final Four and reach the national championship game for the first time in Northwest men's basketball history. We're going to go ahead and step aside. When we return, we'll be set for second half of action here from the Sanford Pentagon. You're listening to Northwest Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More information at 562-4657. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at PizzaRanch.com. Also from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
Okay. Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
We're
quarterback of the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Northwest Missouri State, and Lincoln Memorial in the Final Four. 33-32, Lincoln Memorial with the lead here at the half. Let's take a moment to pause, 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt, as these two teams get ready to come out for the second half, the big key is halftime adjustments. And there's going to be a few here, but that's really where the coaches are involved. They've been over sitting on the sidelines watching this game. It's a little tougher when you're a player experiencing the game to know maybe exactly what needs to change or be tweaked. And I don't think either team has anything major, but this is where we'll learn here in the second half just what these coaching staffs have.
Yeah, now, you know, obviously if you're in the Final Four, you're doing something right. You've got some great players, but you've got some great coaching staffs as well. So it'll be interesting to see how both of these teams come out and attack. And obviously Lincoln Memorial's side, they're hoping to get the ball inside to their big guys, but also find a way to keep them out of foul trouble for Northwest. Wouldn't mind seeing a few set plays to get the ball in Zach Schneider's hands and see if he can get on track.
As we mentioned, late in the first half and there right at the start of halftime, several players for Lincoln Memorial with two fouls apiece. They've got four players with two fouls apiece. Three of them are starters, and one of them played a bunch of minutes, Emmanuel Terry, but he's their sixth man, came off the bench, the big 6'9 player for Lincoln Memorial. So that is something else that could potentially become a factor as well. Northwest Missouri State out with Anthony Woods, Justin Pitts, along with Brett Doherty, Zach Schneider, and Chris Endow, their starting lineup from the first half. And for the Rail Splitters, they also go back to their starting lineup of Cornelius Taylor, Chris Perry, Trayvon Shaw, Laquan Choice, and Paul Woodson. I don't think many Bearcat fans sat at halftime. A lot of them were on their feet. They were on their feet quite a bit in the first half as well. Just a lot of anxious, nervous energy. We talked about how you couldn't wait till 8:30 got here for this game to start. Now you couldn't wait for those halftime 15 minutes to get by either.
Everybody's a little bit wound up, a little bit jittery, and you know what's going to happen. The adrenaline, it's going to be a late ball game. You're going to be very excited, and all of a sudden that final horn, and you're going to come way down and a little bit tied up if this one's over.
Yeah, absolutely. Northwest basketball to start the second half. They're going to work right to left here at Heritage Court on the left side. And Dow takes it in the lane, up with the 12-footer. It's short. The rebound inside of Chris Perry for Lincoln Memorial. They'll give it up for Cornelius Taylor. Taylor will bring it across the timeline for the Rail Splitters over to the left side of the floor. Top of the key, gets it to Choice. Choice spins to Woodson. Woodson in the lane, and an alley-oop pass to Chris Perry, who dunks it home. 4 points for Perry. And it's a 35-32 lead for Lincoln Memorial, their biggest lead of the ball game. Northwest Missouri State with it. Top of the key, Doherty gives it up for Pitts on the right side. Now into the corner, Woods drives over to Endow. Left wing three on the way. That's off the right side of the rim. Rebound underneath to Paul Woodson for Lincoln Memorial. Outlet to the left side for Taylor. He'll go up with a three from the wing. That's off the back of the rim, and the only one out in there to rebound is Chris Endow. So Northwest back with possession of the basketball. We are in a minute into the second half. Bearcats trail by three. Woods on the left wing, goes on a drive, layup off the glass, good for Anthony Woods.
That's his bread and butter right there. Find a way to get to the rim. Love seeing him attack there early on.
That's nine for Woods, 35-34. Lincoln Memorial with the lead in the basketball. Taylor between the circles with it. Gives it up inside to Choice, who was trying to curl around a screen to get inside, and Anthony Woods commits a foul. Try to slow him down, and that'll be the first on Woods. First foul against either team in this second half. And Lincoln Memorial will inbound as Cornelius Taylor will step out baseline right. Inbound goes to Perry. Perry in the lane, up with the move around Doherty, and the shot is good by Chris Perry. 6 points for Perry. Four of those six have come in the first minute and a half of this second half. Now Pitts on a drive. Underneath, tried to go to Doherty. It's knocked away and picked up by Lincoln Memorial. Taylor on the drive. The other way. Shot good. And he draws a foul. Taylor's going to have a three-point play opportunity for Lincoln Memorial. That'll be the second foul on Anthony Woods. And Taylor with his first points of the night. He averages 11 a game. And he's going to have a chance at an old-fashioned three-point play here. And a timeout for Northwest Missouri State. 39-34, Lincoln Memorial with their biggest lead of the game. 18-24 to play We'll be back to the Sanford Pentagon in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main Street across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken and sides for lunch or dinner.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest alumnus and Farmers Insurance agent Kevin Hornick, providing insurance coverage packages to Bearcat fans for home, auto, health, life, and more. More information is available at BlueSpringsInsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from St. Joe Harley-Davidson at exit 44 on I-29 in St. Joseph, offering new and pre-owned bikes, parts, accessories, service, and custom work. More information is at StJoeHarley-Davidson.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors camping facilities for tents and RVs, as well as lakeside cabin rentals. More information on camping and lodging is at MazingaLake.com.
We're back at the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Northwest Missouri State trailing Lincoln Memorial 39-34 in this Final Four matchup. Matt Gorder here along with Matt Tritton. Also along with John Coffey. John battling through a cold. The voice not cooperating tonight, so we're holding down the fort. Sean Nino's back at Bearcat Central keeping things up for us. You know, a faster start for Lincoln Memorial in this second half, but we saw a slow start from Lincoln Memorial in the first half that they overcame. So this obviously still a lot more time on the clock. I'm sure Coach McCollum just wants to settle the team down a little bit and let them know there's a lot of ball game left.
Yeah, a couple rough possessions there just to start the second half for Northwest. You see Chrissy Bruin down, miss a three-pointer by a wide margin, air ball, a little floater in the lane. The other side you see Doherty getting isolated with Chris Perry, and they're making it a point to not allow any double teams to come over and just spreading things out with him in the block, and he's taking advantage early on, and now a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play coming up for Cornelius Taylor coming out of the timeout.
Devontae Mosby checks into the lineup for Northwest during the break as well. The bucket by Taylor before the timeout, his first points of the game. And a chance to add to the five-point lead for the Rail Splitters. And the free throw is good. So he converts on that three-point play. And it's 40-34. Lincoln Memorial with a lead. Northwest Missouri State with a basketball. Pitts over to the right side for Snyder. He'll get it on the wing for Woods. Mosby top of the key. Now to Endow. Over to the right for Snyder. Snyder back to Endow. This time on the left wing. He'll leave it for Woods. Woods gets the screen. Brings it top of the key to Snyder on the left side. Now to Endow. Endow posting up. Backing down. Five on the shot clock. Into the lane. Out to Snyder. Three-pointer on the way. Got it! Zach Snyder with his first shot attempt of the night. And he drops the three. 40-37. Lincoln Memorial with the lead. And the basketball. 17:45 to play. On the right side, Taylor dribbling with it on the wing. Wanted to give it to Shaw, but couldn't. Now to Woodson, baseline right. He drives in the lane to Shaw, top of the key. Shaw will work it over to the right wing with a dribble, guarded by Snyder. Wants to drive, can't really find the lane. Backs it out in the corner, bounce pass inside, knocked away by Mosby. Picked up by Pitts, he goes the other way. The layup is good for Justin Pitts. And Devontae Mosby with another good hustle play. The effort on defense for Mosby gets the layup for Pitts. Pitts with 14, and it's a one-point game. Lincoln Memorial with a lead in the ball. Top of the key with it is Woodson. He'll go with a jumper from 12. Left side, no good. Rebound. Choice had it, but it's ripped out of his hands by Endow. And Northwest Missouri State with a chance to regain the lead with 16:55 to play. Pitts works it over to the left side with a dribble. Now crosses over, top of the key, to the free throw line with it. Backs it out. Out of the high post, Mosby. Back out to Pitts. Mosby will set a screen. Right side, Pitts. Floater from 16. Good for Justin Pitts.
Just pulls up and just kind of pushes the ball. Not even a jump shot where he sets it. It's so impressive to watch.
Bearcats back up by one. 41-40, 16:30 to play in the ball game. Over to the left side, Taylor. For Lincoln Memorial. Looks inside. Gets it to Perry. Perry spins, goes up with the shot as Mosby went down. Perry hits the shot. 8 points for him after having just two in the first half, and it's 42-41, Lincoln Memorial. Northwest Missouri State with it. Pitts on the right side. Brings it to the top of the key. Now to Snyder on the wing. Inside to Mosby, working against Perry. Shot fake, dribbles in. into the lane. Another shot fake. Double team. Kick out. Snyder. Three on the way. That's off the back of the rim. Long rebound to Laquan Choice for Lincoln Memorial. 42-41. Their lead over Northwest Missouri State. 15:50 to play. Choice loses the handle on the basketball, and Devontae Mosby will chase it down. Both Mosby and Woods there defensively for Northwest. And the Bearcats come up with another rail splitter turnover. Woods on the right side will bring it out to the top of the key. Now back to Pitts near midcourt. Pitts has two screens. Mosby the one to set it. Over to the right. Pitts, shot fake underneath. Mosby, great look. Mosby with the layup. First points for Devontae Mosby, and the Bearcats are up by one, 43-42, with 15:19 to play. Bearcat fans back on their feet. Taylor at the top of the key, brings it to the right side. Not a choice, gives it up for Perry. Perry will dribble on the left wing, hands it to Choice, three-pointer on the way, good. Laquan Choice hits the three, he has 15 points. That's his third three of the game. He had a three-pointer that we thought was a three that got called a two after a video review in the first half. Now 45-43, Lincoln Memorial. Mosby on the left side, drives baseline, bump, no call, gets the pass out to Endow. Endow will drive in the lane as he tries to spin. Shaw bumped him once, got away with it, but the second bump by Shaw is called. That'll be the second foul on Trayvon Shaw, and it'll bring us to a timeout. 45-43, Lincoln Memorial's lead over Northwest Missouri State. 14:41 to play. We're back to South Dakota in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at tiffanycare.com.
Support for the Bearcats on radio comes from King City Lumber. Their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about planning, design, and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for KXCV, KORNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and Liftmaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Houston Polytank in Hopkins, Missouri. Houston Polytank's plastic tanks provide storage solutions for the food, chemical, ag, and mining industries. More information about the company's products is at HoustonPolytank.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More information at 562-4657.
From the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, in the Final Four. Northwest Missouri State making their first trip to the Final Four in program history, trailing Lincoln Memorial, 45-43. Lincoln Memorial, of course, just a season off of making it to the national title game where they lost to Augustana last year. Of course, Northwest kind of knows that feeling as well, having lost to Augustana in the regional championship right here in this building.
Well, the flip side of that, too, Augustana, they kind of owed Northwest one after being the host school and getting knocked off in the second round the year before by the Bearcats. But, Lincoln Memorial hoping to avenge that and find their way back into the second straight national championship game. But a lot of time left in this one. 14:41 to go. Bearcats down just two.
Fairmont State awaits the winner of this one. Fairmont State with an easy win over Bellarmine in the first of the two semifinals. So far, seeding has held true. All the high seeds have won, and Bearcats hoping that continues here tonight. Trailing by two. They inbound the basketball. Justin Pitts with it on the right side. Brings it top of the key. Now over to the right. Snyder open. Three on the way. Good for Zach Snyder.
Big screen there to give Zach plenty of time to eye that one and knock it down.
46-45. Northwest Missouri State on top. Lincoln Memorial with the basketball. Shaw on the right wing. Gets it out between the circles. Choice. A screen from Woodson. Now a double team. Choice gets by it. Wants to go up with a shot. Forces it. It's short, but a foul call on Anthony Woods. We'll get Laquan Choice to the free throw line for two. And that'll be the third on Anthony Woods.
Well, Anthony's doing everything he can to shut down Laquan Choice, and at times he's been all over him, and the three-pointers still go down. I think a good job that time by Schneider helping him off on the double team, and Choice just so quick and fidgety in and out. Is he going to drive? Is he going to pull up? And just got the benefit of the doubt on that call.
Choice to the line for two. His first trip to the line for night. That's for tonight. First free throw is good. Lincoln Memorial has a team now 4 of 4 at the free throw line. 16 points for Choice as Xavier Kurth checks into the lineup in place of Anthony Woods, who will sit with his third foul. Deshaun Patterson comes into the game for Lincoln Memorial. Second free throw for Choice is good, and then there's a foul call. I think they will count the free throw. The foul is going to be on Lincoln Memorial, so they will count the free throw. The foul will be on Paul Woodson, who is pushing square in the back of Chris Endow to try to get position inside. And that's the third on Woodson. That is a bad foul for a starter to pick up his third.
Yeah, and Woodson kind of looks to the bench and puts up a hand saying, I'm all right, leave me in, I won't get another. But plenty of guys on this floor to attack that have a couple fouls for Lincoln Memorial.
Northwest Missouri State with it, trailing by one, and now lead by one. Devontae Mosby takes the pass from Justin Pitts. Mosby with 4 points. Bearcats up 48-47. Lincoln Memorial with it. On the left side is Patterson. Ball knocked away. Mosby diving after it. Can't catch up to it. But, of course, if there's somebody on the ground, who's it going to be for Northwest?
You can't help but love to watch Devontae Mosby play because he just throws his body around, doesn't really mind. And that time, knew it was probably going out of bounds, but still dove just for good measure.
48-47 Northwest, 13:54 to play. The final four here from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Deshaun Patterson out near midcourt waiting for some instruction from Josh Schertz, his head coach. Over to the right wing with the dribble, guarded by Justin Pitts. Now to Woodson, top of the key. Woodson wants to drive on Schneider. Schneider goes down. Woodson with the layup, and it's good. Paul Woodson with 4 points, and it's 49-48. Lincoln Memorial back on top, but Northwest Missouri State with the ball. Justin Pitts between the circles. Over to the right side for Kurth. Now to Endow. Gets a screen from Mosby. Brings it up to the wing. Schneider puts up a three. Right corner. Nothing but net for Zach Schneider. His third three of the half. 51-49 Northwest Missouri State. Lincoln Memorial with it. 13:07 to go. Ball knocked away from behind by Pitts from Patterson, but it's picked up by Shaw. Now to Woodson. Over to Shaw, down to the baseline right, up with the 17-footer, off the back of the rim, Pitts with the rebound for Northwest. Cats have made the momentum swing here. See how long they can maintain it as Pitts drives, gives it out to Kurth. Kurth in the lane, picks up the dribble. Over to Mosby, left side, just inside the arc, guarded by Emmanuel Terry. Now wants to go up against Terry, one-on-one, hook shot off the glass. Good for Devontae Mosby.
What a move by Mosby to back it down in that quick little spin and kiss off the glass.
All six Mosby points coming in the second half. 53-49 Northwest. Timeout, Lincoln Memorial. 12:27 to play in this Final Four matchup. And the Bearcats are up by four. We're back to South Dakota in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Jesse, Maggie Wilson, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health, St. Francis Hospital, Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services, offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.com or at 660-582-3677.
We're back in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. A historic night for Northwest Missouri State's men's basketball team playing in the Final Four for the first time ever. And they lead it 53-49 over Lincoln Memorial. 12:27 to play in this matchup. What a heck of a game it has been, as you would expect. It has been back and forth. Once Northwest got off to that start where they built up a double-digit lead 8 minutes into the game, and Lincoln Memorial fought their way back as the half went on, and it's been back and forth ever since.
It's been a good ball game. You see Justin Fitz, he's 2-for-2 shooting so far this half, but distributing the ball well, 5 assists so far, including some brilliant passes to a cutting Devontae Mosby.
Lincoln Memorial with the ball coming out of the timeout. Deshaun Patterson works it over to the left side for Shaw. Now on to the right side. Choice with it. Guarded by Kerr. Ball gets loose. Choice chases it down. Now to Shaw. Into the left corner. Patterson. 8 on the shot clock. 3-pointer on the way. Off the right side of the rim. Rebound inside for Perry. Chris Perry with the follow. Travel on Perry underneath for Lincoln Memorial. Northwest Missouri State will have it.
You can thank Devontae Mosby for that one. Definitely size advantage in favor of Perry, but kind of leaning on him a little bit. Staying straight up and down. Making that a hard shot. And Perry just a few too many shuffle steps before he went up with that one.
12 minutes to play in this Final Four matchup. Northwest Missouri State leads it 53-49. Pitts on the left side. He's being guarded by Woodson. Now picks up the dribble, gets it to Mosby. Hands it to Pitts between the circles. Right side, Kurt. Now to Endow. Endow brings it toward the top of the key. Started a drive. Back out to Pitts. 8 on the shot clock. Pitts with it. Over to the left. 3-pointer on the way. That one off the front of the rim. The rebound for Perry. Inside for Lincoln Memorial. He'll hand it off for Patterson. Cross midcourt with the dribble. Patterson at the top of the key. Wanted to drive, can't. Gets it out to Woodson. Now Woodson to Choice. Choice double teamed out top. Now Snyder falls off. And Choice goes on a drive up with a 15-footer. Bounces around and out. And then a foul call on the rebound. And this will go against Lincoln Memorial. They call Chris Perry for the foul. And that's 3 on Perry. 11:19 to go, 53-49 Northwest Missouri State's lead. And that is now 2 starters with 3 fouls each for Lincoln Memorial. Justin Pitts with it on the right sideline, guarded by Woodson. He also has 3. Pitts on the drive, shot off the glass, good. Pitts was trying to get that 4th foul call against Woodson, didn't, but he's fine with it as the bucket goes down. 18 for Justin Pitts, 55-49 Northwest. On the left side, Patterson gets it out between the circles. Shaw. Shaw against Endow. Wants to drive. Down the lane. Stops. Has to kick it out. Top of the key. 3 for Patterson. No good. And Devontae Mosby there for the rebound for Northwest. Bearcats still with a 6-point lead. 10:34 to play. Fits out near midcourt on the right side of the floor as Northwest sets up the offense. Snyder sets the screen, but Pitts goes the opposite way. Dribbles at the top of the key. Now uses a screen from Snyder. Backs it out. Mosby will come up to set the screen. Gets it on the pick and roll. Kick out to Snyder. 3 on the way. That is short. And the one-handed rebound inside for Chris Perry for Lincoln Memorial. Just over 10 minutes to play. Rail splitters with it. Shaw at the top of the key. Northwest Missouri State ahead 55-49. Now Shaw underneath to the baseline for Woodson. Woodson trying to get into the lane. Double-teamed and a reach-in foul against Northwest. A couple of defenders in there could potentially pick this up. And Zach Schneider will be the one to pick up his first. It's the 4th against Northwest in this half. And Lincoln Memorial will inbound on the baseline right with 9:55 to go. 55-49 the lead for Northwest. Woodson looks to trigger it in. Does to Shaw on the right side. Out on the perimeter. He'll bring it up to the wing. Now gets it up for Woodson. Woodson wants to get rid of it. Instead dribbles once. Goes over to Shaw. Left side 3 on the way. Off the back of the rim. And Mosby goes over the top of Patterson to rip down the rebound for Northwest. Bearcat fans back to their feet as Pitts brings it across midcourt. Still a 6-point Northwest lead. Kurt over to the left side and Dow on the wing. Now to Mosby. Pitts on the backdoor cut. Goes up with the runner. It's off the back of the rim and the rebound to Perry. Mosby tried to tap it out, but Perry was able to hold it high and keep possession for Lincoln Memorial. Woodson with it. Over on the left. He'll hand it off for Patterson. Patterson against Pitts, tries to drive, spin move, up with the shot, no good, but reach and foul on Justin Pitts will send him to the free throw line for two. That's the second on Pitts. And Patterson to the line, where he is 2 of 2.
And it looked like just as he went up for that shot, might have got Patterson on the wrist as he went up, but kind of altered it and fell short, so a couple free throws coming up.
Patterson with 4 points in the ball game. And his first free throw here is good. Brett Doherty back in the lineup for Northwest Missouri State. I take that back. 6 points now for Deshaun Patterson. He'll get a second free throw here. And that one is on the way and off the left side of the rim. And Dow with the rebound for Northwest.
The first free throw miss of the ballgame here for Lincoln Memorial.
Bearcats up by 5, 55-50 with 9 minutes to play. Pitts with it out near midcourt. Over to Snyder on the left side. And Dow between the circles. On to the right side for Pitts. Pitts on the wing with it to Doherty. Back to Pitts. Pitts to the free throw line. Picks it up. Kicks it out. Right side. Kurt. Kurt. Down low. Doherty. Doherty in the lane. 3 on the clock. Shot over Perry. Shot blocked by Perry, who comes away with a rebound. Outlet to Woodson. Left side. Woodson down to the baseline with the dribble. Top of the key. Shaw. He'll take the 3, and it's good. Trayvon Shaw with his third 3 of the game. He has 13 points. 55-53. Northwest Missouri State still with the lead. And possession of the basketball. 8:19 to go. Pitts on the right side with it. Dribbles on the wing. Brings it top of the key. Now over to the right. Snyder. Back to Pitts. Pitts takes a deep breath. Starts to drive. Backs it out. Starts again. And a foul call as Pitts tries to take it to the hole. He was going to look to kick that into the corner for Snyder, who would have been open. But the foul on Laquan Choice will be his third. It's the 15th foul. Excuse me, the 14th foul against Lincoln Memorial. Anthony Woods will check back in for Northwest Missouri State. And the inbound coming from the baseline right comes into Mosby, who hands it to Woods. Woods will get a screen, brings it to the top of the key. Looking inside for Mosby, not there. Out to Pitts. Pitts between the circles left. Backs it out. We'll get a screen from Snyder. Now gets by Choice, goes into the lane, up with the shot off the glass, good for Justin Pitts.
So impressive how he gets in and he just has so much hang time under the bucket where he's able to scoop that one up off the glass.
20 for Pitts, Northwest up by 4. Left side, Taylor gets it top of the key, Woodson now onto the right for Shaw. Shaw, double team, gets out of it with a pass to Woodson, drives down the left side of the lane, stopped by Snyder, pass into the right corner. Taylor just about fell out of bounds, he gets it to Shaw. Shaw to the free throw line, crossover down the lane, shot over Snyder, too hard off the glass, rebound knocked away by Perry off of Zach Snyder. Bearcat fans are going to be upset that there was no foul call on Perry going over the back of Mosby. It brings us to a timeout, 7:12 to play, 57-53, Northwest Missouri State's lead over Lincoln Memorial. We're back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prairie House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at Heinlein Home Furnishings.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Barnes Baker in Trenton and Chillicothe. The professionals at Barnes Baker in Trenton provide their customers with the service they expect and a full line of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles. More at BarnesBakerAutomotive.com.
All South Dakota, 57-53, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Lincoln Memorial, 7-12 to play. While we have a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. The officials were looking at the video monitor throughout that break. Looked like they were checking to see whether or not the shot clock should be reset with an inbound coming up for Lincoln Memorial out of the timeout.
And it looks like they did tell Coach McCollum that it did clip the rim on its way down, so he got the explanation. So a fresh 30 for the splitters.
Cornelius Taylor will inbound it on the baseline right for Lincoln Memorial. Sets the play in motion. Looking to go inside, does to Perry. Perry up with a two-handed slam. That's 10 for Perry. 8 of those 10 have come in the second half. 57-55, Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the basketball. 7 minutes to play. Woods, right side. Gets it to Kerf near the sideline. To Mosby, top of the key. Now to Justin Pitts. Pitts kind of making some motions, trying to decide what to do. Driving Woodson crazy. Now goes to the right side, into the corner. Kerf. Three on the way, in and out, no good. Rebound tipped around, and it's controlled by Chris Perry for Lincoln Memorial. Right side, Taylor on the drive through the lane. Knocked out of his hands by Mosby, and Anthony Woods scoops up the loose ball. Northwest Missouri State with it, up by two. Kurt to Schneider at the top of the key. Back to Kurt on the right wing. He looks down low, gets it to Mosby, working against Perry. Mosby will back it in against Perry. Spins, fakes one way, goes up with a shot right side. Good for Devontae Mosby.
So strong inside, working against the bigger player. And takes the contact, still gets the bucket.
All 8 of his points coming in this second half. Northwest Missouri State back up by 4. Just over 6 minutes to play in this final 4 matchup. Cornelius Taylor with it to the top of the key for Perry. Now to the right side, Choice. Choice struggled getting a hold of it, but did. Now back over to Taylor left side. He wants to drive, but can't. Now to Woodson. They'll hand it for Shaw. Shaw guarded by Woods. Dribbles between his legs. Goes up with an NBA three. It's off the back of the rim. The rebound tipped by Mosby right to Justin Pitts. And Northwest will slow the pace once again with 5:35 to go. 59-55 the lead for Northwest. Pitts on the right side. Gives it for Zach Schneider. Schneider to Kerr. Now to Pitts. Pitts works it toward the top of the key with the dribble. Backs it up. Northwest will reset the offense. Mosby sets the screen. Pitts with a 15-foot floater. Good for Justin Pitts. 22 for Pitts. Northwest up 61-55. Lincoln Memorial with it. Woodson out between the circles with 5:03 to go. Taylor works it over to the left side. Now out top of the key for Shaw. Shaw will get a screen from Woodson. Wanted to go to him on the pick and roll. Now does. Woodson trying to drive, forces the shot, no good. Rebound underneath, Devontae Mosby.
Wow. Two great jerseys around him. Not really sure how he pulled that one out, but if Mosby's around, typically good things are happening for the Bearcats.
He was so surrounded, I couldn't even see him down there. And he ended up with a basketball. Bearcats up by 6, 4.5 minutes to play. Pitts with it on the right side. The winner plays Fairmont State for a national title Saturday afternoon. Pitts with a bounce pass into Mosby. Out left side, Kurt. Three-pointer on the way. Good! Xavier Kurt knocks it down from the left corner. First points of the game for Kurt, and the Bearcat fans go crazy as Lincoln Memorial calls the timeout. 64-55, Northwest Missouri State with a lead. 4:16 to go. We'll be back to the Sanford Pentagon in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and Veterans Affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from King City Lumber. Specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction, King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is available at kingcitylumber.com.
On and Heritage Court in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. 64-55, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Lincoln Memorial. 4:16 to play in this one. I don't think 4:16 has ever felt longer than it does right now.
Oh, that's an eternity. But things are clicking right now. Defensively, the Bearcats have been very good these last few possessions going against Lincoln Memorial. As we said before, Devontae Mosby seems to be at the center of everything, whether he's stripping a defender going by or somehow pulling down a rebound with gray jerseys all around him. He's been great. Then to come back, and you're getting contributions from everybody. That's what you have to have a championship team. And you know Justin Pitts and Devontae Mosby and Zach Schneider are going to be big. But Xavier Kerr has come out and his first three-pointer, maybe of the NCAA tournament, comes at a huge time to open up a nine-point lead right there. And the pride of St. Joseph Lafayette, that's the biggest shot of his career.
Bearcats up 64-55. Again, 4:16 to go. Lincoln Memorial will have the ball coming out of the timeout. Again, one of these two teams will play Saturday afternoon for a national championship against Fairmont State. Fairmont State, the overall number one seed so far in every one of these games in the Elite Eight. The higher seed has won the ball game, and Northwest trying to see that that continues right now with a lead by nine. They're set to get back into action as Deshaun Patterson lets the ball roll across midcourt before picking it up. Now to Woodson at the top of the key. Woodson works it over to the left side. Patterson with it there. Top of the key, Choice. Choice up with a 15-footer. It's off the front of the rim, and the rebound is Xavier Kerr. Choice went through a stretch there where he was hitting some tough shots, and it looked like he was going to take over, but that momentum for Choice has slowed a bit here in this second half. Woods with it on the right side. Gives it up for Kerr. Now to Pitts between the circles. He'll drive down the left side of the lane. Up with a shot, no good, but a foul will send him to the line for two. Woodson frustrated because he was going to block that shot from behind. He was not the one called for the foul. Trayvon Shaw picks up his third, and Pitts will go to the line for two.
Looks like he's kind of pulled on a little bit as he went by. As Shaw went in for the big block and a big collision down underneath. Devontae Mosby, a little slow to get up, kind of hobbling around near midcourt, stretching things out, but looks like he's going to stay in the game.
First free throw by Pitts off the back of the rim. And Mosby will head to the sideline as Brett Doherty will check into the lineup. Chris Perry back in the game for Lincoln Memorial, taking the place of Emmanuel Terry. And the second free throw for Pitts is good. So he hit one of the two, 23 for Justin Pitts. And it's a 65-55 lead for Northwest, matching their biggest of the game from back in the first half. Shaw at the top of the key for Lincoln Memorial. Over to the right side, Choice on the wing. Crossover, lost it, but Woodson picks it up, drives, hands it for Perry underneath. He misses the layup, gets the rebound, and hits the follow. That's 12 for Perry. 10 of those 12 have come in the second half for Chris Perry. 65-57, Northwest Missouri State up. 3:20 to play. Pitts calls out the offense, walking it toward the right side of the floor. Now we'll switch sides to the left. Starts the offense from there. Snyder with the screen. Kick out. Snyder with the three. Got it! Zach Snyder knocks it down. 12 for Snyder. All in the second half. All on three-pointers. 68-57 Northwest.
And that one was NBA range. Very deep from Zach.
A drive by Patterson for Lincoln Memorial. Kick out to Woodson. Back to Patterson. Left corner. Three on the way. Good. Deshaun Patterson knocks it down. Nine for Patterson. 68-60. Northwest Missouri State with a lead in the basketball. 2:39 to go. Justin Pitts will bring it across midcourt to the left side of the floor. Doherty sets up to set a screen, now moves out of the way. Schneider will come out and set that screen. Woodson trying to cause some issues for Pitts. Pitts over to Schneider. Now to the right, Woods. He has it on the wing. 9 on the shot clock. Woods goes on the drive, hesitates, keeps going. Shot fake, fade away, off the front of the rim, and the rebound for Laquan Choice for Lincoln Memorial. 2:10 to go. Choice on the left side. He's going to be double-teamed to the sideline. Gets it to Woodson, top of the key. Woodson on the drive. Ball knocked away by Pitts, and it goes right to Zach Schneider. Northwest Missouri State with a chance to eat a little more clock here as we go under 2 minutes to play, and the Bearcats up 68-60. Kurt to Schneider between the circles. On to the left side, Woods. Woods to Pitts. Pitts between the circles, over to the right side. Bounce pass to Doherty at the high post. Backdoor cut. Woods hits the layup underneath. Great look by Brent Doherty. That's 11 for Woods, and another timeout for Lincoln Memorial. 70-60, Northwest Missouri State's lead. 1:36 to play. We'll be back to Sioux Falls, South Dakota in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Barnes Baker in Trenton and Chillicothe. With their full line of Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC cars and trucks, the professionals at Barnes Baker in Chillicothe have been serving their customers' automotive needs for 82 years. Learn more at barnesbaker.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MaryvilleHope.org.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Campus Dining, operating 6 restaurants on the Northwest Campus, including Chick-fil-A, Starbucks, Papa John's, Einstein Brothers Bagels, Zen Japanese, and Bearcat Commons. Locations and hours are at nwcampusdining.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, celebrating 125 years of insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com.
West Missouri State Bearcat men up 70-60 over Lincoln Memorial, 1:36 to play in this semifinal. One team a minute 36 away from playing Fairmont State for a national championship. Lincoln Memorial basketball. Choice with it. Over to the right side, Patterson. Now back to Choice on the left wing. Started a drive, cut off. Puts up a 16-footer. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound tapped and controlled by Anthony Woods. Woods will give it to Pitts, and Pitts will be fouled by Deshaun Patterson. That'll be the second on Patterson. And it'll send Pitts to the free throw line for a 1-1. Nope, that was just the 6th. So now the Cats will go into the bonus after this inbound. 1:20 to play. Coach Josh Schertz going to get Cornelius Taylor into the lineup along with Paul Woodson. Perry will go to the sideline along with Patterson. So right now, the substitutions for Coach Schertz, the guys with the fewest fouls. He's also got Hunter Spaugh back on the floor. Played in the first half a bit. Now Kurth taking the inbound. We'll bring it across midcourt. 1:15 to go. Kurth between the circles. Gives it out for Justin Pitts, and Pitts will be fouled.
Kind of interesting how they waited 10 seconds for Kurth to give the ball up to Pitts. Of course, Justin shoots about 87% from the free throw line, and one of the best on the team. They waited for the ball to get back in his hands before fouling.
So it's the 4th foul on Paul Woodson. And back into the game, Chris Perry for Lincoln Memorial, along with Trayvon Shaw. This to the line where he is 3 of 4. He'll have 2 opportunities with 1:10 to go. First one, good. 24 points tonight for Justin Pitts. To go along with 6 assists. Second free throw, good for Pitts.
How good has he been throughout the tournament? Coming into tonight, 4 NCAA tournament games this year, he's averaging over 30 points per ball game.
Three-pointer from the left wing is good for Deshaun Patterson, his 3rd 3 of the game. 12 points for Patterson, and now Pitts trying to speed up the floor. Hunter Spaugh just did get a piece of him to commit the foul, and another 1-1 opportunity coming up for Justin Pitts. So Pitts steps back to the line. 5 of 6 from there, 1-1 opportunity for Pitts. And the free throw, good. So he'll get that second opportunity. Northwest up 73-63. Kristen Dow set to check in for Justin Pitts with 59 seconds to play. Free throw by Pitts is good. And you're about to hear a huge cheer from the crowd as Endow comes in for Justin Pitts. Inbound for Lincoln Memorial. Spaugh will take it. He gives it to Patterson. Patterson on the left side. Goes up with a long three. NBA range off the back of the rim. Zach Snyder with the rebound for Northwest. And he'll be fouled by Patterson. And Snyder will go to the free throw line for the Bearcats. Third on Patterson, 19 foul. So another one-and-one opportunity for Northwest before they go into the double bonus.
And this is pretty hard on Patterson, just kind of understanding the fate right now. An 11-point game, 49 seconds left, and he's already in tears getting helped off the floor, just knowing the season's coming to an end.
Patterson, just a freshman for this team. Free throw is good for Zach Snyder. He'll get a second opportunity. 13 points for Snyder tonight, all coming in the second half. He's 4 of 6 from three-point range. Second free throw for Snyder. In and out, no good. Rebound for Laquan Choice. Choice will bring it across midcourt. Over to the left side of the floor on the wing. Underneath Perry, wide open. He'll slam it home. 14 for Chris Perry. 75-65 Northwest lead. And now we've got a timeout for the Bearcats with 41 seconds to go and a 10-point lead for Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back to South Dakota in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville in Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Back at the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Northwest Missouri State 41 seconds away from a trip to the national championship game Saturday afternoon against Fairmont State. Right now they lead by 10, but will face full court pressure from Lincoln Memorial. And Dow will inbound. Gets it to Kurth. And Kurth will be fouled from behind by Trayvon Shaw. That'll be the fourth on Shaw. And Xavier Kurth will trot to the other end and shoot two for Northwest. So two opportunities coming for Xavier Kurth. He had a huge three a few minutes ago for Northwest to help extend their lead out to 9 at that point in time. So far his only scoring of the night, but they were allowed three. Two opportunities from the line with the first on the way, and no good.
You know, free throws have kind of plagued this team all year long and really haven't bit Northwest in a tight situation. But you'd have to think that's going to be something stressed a little bit these next couple days, maybe a few more attempts before facing Fairmont State in the national championship.
Brett Doherty back in as Kurth hits the second free throw. 4 points for him. Northwest up 11. Over to the left side. Taylor with it for Lincoln Memorial. Goes to the free throw line. Jumper too strong. Perry with the rebound. Goes up with a follow. Good off the glass for Chris Perry. 16 for Perry. 29 and a half seconds to go. And Dow will be forced to call a timeout as he could not get the inbound pass. That's the last timeout of the game for either team. And it's a 76-67 lead for Northwest Missouri State. 29 and a half seconds to play in this semifinal matchup. And, you know, you want to feel good with a 76-67 lead, but it is just so hard to do when we have seen Lincoln Memorial hit some long, some threes that were covered. They can score quickly. 29 seconds is still a lot of time.
It is a lot of time, and that's where you got to drop a play right now to put the ball in the hands of one of your best free throw shooters, whether that's Justin Pitts, whether that's, we've seen Xavier Kurth go hit one of two. Ryan Welty's been a good free throw shooter throughout the year for the Bearcats. You got to put the ball in the hands of someone like that and then not let up on the defensive end. It's pretty easy to kind of go to sleep and say, I just don't want to foul. I'll let him shoot wherever. But the minute you do that is the minute they hit a couple three-pointers back-to-back, and all of a sudden you're back in a dogfight.
29.5 seconds to go. Northwest will have the basketball, facing some full court pressure. 76-67 their lead. Cats trying to continue to make history. So much history has already been made by this Bearcat team, but they still have a desire to continue to make more. They would do it if they can finish out this ball game and reach the championship game. Now Zach Schneider will step out to inbound. Woodson will be covering him as Schneider steps back as far as he can. Now we'll throw a baseball pass to Justin Pitts. Perfect pass. Layup by Pitts. It's good. And Justin Pitts is fouled by Cornelius Taylor. Pitts will have a three-point play opportunity. What a perfect pass by Zach Schneider.
Just back-to-back nights, we've been in a situation of a press late in the ballgame. You know they're going to foul. And Justin's ran deep even in this ballgame, and they haven't found him. I feel like in that timeout, Coach McCollum probably said he's beating his defender down the floor every time. And so does he. Justin not only get beaten, a little bit of contact before the foul is even called, but to go up, finish off the layup, and a chance to make this the old-fashioned three-point play with 28 seconds left. Just make this for a fantastic finish for the Bearcats.
Brett Doherty on the floor for Northwest. Kirk Finley getting set to check in, but he's going to check in for Justin Pitts, who is at the free throw line. His free throw good. 28 points for Justin Pitts as he heads to the sideline. 28 seconds to go. Northwest Missouri State up by 12.
And the MVP chant coming out as Justin Pitts goes to the sideline from these Bearcat fans.
Choice will bring it up the floor for Lincoln Memorial. On the right side with it, guarded by Finley. And a dribble behind the back. Finley will be called for a foul. That'll be the first on Kurt Finley. And it is the 16th foul for Northwest. So an inbound coming for Lincoln Memorial with 21 seconds to go. And you have a lot of Bearcat fans that are just ready to erupt. Inbound to Choice on the right side. Choice up with a three-pointer, top of the key. Grazes the front of the rim. Finley with a rebound for Northwest. Takes one dribble. Gives it up for Xavier Kurth. And Lincoln Memorial will back off. A pass ahead to Chris Cebu and Dow. As time will run down, 79-67, the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team will play for a national championship. The Bearcats get the victory, and number one and number two will match up in the championship game Saturday as Northwest Missouri State will face Fairmont State after a tremendous battle here tonight against Lincoln Memorial.
Just a magical run from game one to this point. You're 34-1. You're going to the national championship for the first time ever. Not only is it a great coaching staff that we've seen grow up at Northwest and play at Northwest Missouri State, but it's a great group of young men going into this basketball game making history, and it's just awesome to see.
Still more history could potentially be made, and this Bearcat men's basketball team excited tonight. They won't stay excited long. They've got more work to do in a couple of days here in South Dakota. 79-67, the final score. Northwest Missouri State with the win over Lincoln Memorial in the Final Four. We'll be back with more from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jordy Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Ullinger of Mound City. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support also comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Pinery House, or conceptionabbey.org. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MaryvilleHope.org. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com. Support also comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, or other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com. And from the Bearcat Bookstore. The bookstore, located inside the J.W. Jones Student Union, is open Monday through Friday and offers Bearcat apparel for men, women, and children. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
We're back at the Sanford Pentagon here in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, as Bearcat fans starting to work their way out of the stands, and the fans again a factor tonight. Matt Gorder here as John Coffey joins us once again. John's been with us all night long, and John, what an exciting night of basketball.
Tell you what, it's just a team that wouldn't quit. They had a chance. They were down by one at halftime, and then they saw Lincoln Memorial come out, have a little bit of run to start that second half, but a timeout by Ben early in the second half. We saw this team come back out, charged up, and really changed the momentum at that point, and Northwest, for the most part, really didn't look back from that point on.
You know, it seemed like, we've talked about the crowds and everything like that, but it seemed like as we got about inside the six, seven-minute mark, when Northwest had rebuilt a little bit of a lead, that the crowd really started to get into it more. Not that they weren't earlier, but I think they became a factor again in this one.
Oh, definitely. I think that at that point they began to realize that it's a very real possibility this team's going to the championship game on Saturday, and that perhaps they need a little help and a boost from the crowd and the noise that they were making. And again, it's a smart crowd. They know when to cheer, when to be a little quiet out there, and they made their presence known, no doubt about it.
You know, we talk about all the history that's been made by this Bearcat basketball team this year, and so much history still on the line that you hate to look too far ahead, but obviously since the team can't hear us, we can talk about it. But an opportunity for Northwest of Missouri State to have a national champion in football and men's basketball in the same school year, never been done in Division II history, and it's hard to even think about that possibility, but the possibility is right in front of this university.
Oh, it certainly is, and just a day away from getting that done on Saturday. It's been done once, I believe, at the Division I level with Florida, but just such a hard thing to do in two sports like this. And I really think getting to a national championship in basketball, it's just so hard to do because of just the number of games you play. The level of competition in Division II basketball is so high from our conference all the way through the regional that we've seen, and it's just a lot you have to do, and a lot of things have to go well to get to this point. But this has been a Bearcat men's team that I think, Matt, from day one has been focused on their goal to get to Saturday, and they haven't let anything really get in the way of that. And that's been their number one goal, and they've got a chance to accomplish that on Saturday.
And, you know, as they came off the court, you saw some smiles, but you can tell they're ready to get to Saturday and get the opportunity to mark off that last goal off of the goal chart on Saturday.
And I think it's going to be much like the locker room was last night, where they were glad they won, obviously, but look ahead to tonight's game. Now, I think in there today, tonight, there's some celebration going on, but they're going to look ahead pretty darn quick about what's coming up on Saturday.
So Northwest Missouri State men with a win, 79-67 over Lincoln Memorial, to advance to the national title game on Saturday afternoon, where they will face Fairmont State. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll hear from Northwest Missouri State men's associate head coach Austin Meyer. We'll do it right after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Joe Harley-Davidson at exit 44 on I-29. Offering Harley-Davidson accessories for the home and motor clothes for men, women, and kids. More information is at stjoeharleydavidson.com. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from New Balance, Nike, Brooks, Asics, and Birkenstock, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 582-4641. Support also comes from Pittsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pittsenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. Mazinga Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information about Mazinga is at MazingaLake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcat Postgame Show comes from Championship Motors in Maryville.
We're back at the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. The Northwest Missouri State men with a 79-67 win over Lincoln Memorial, advancing to Saturday's national championship game. Joining us now is Northwest Missouri State Associate Head Coach Austin Meyer. And Coach, I think one thing that I noticed most about this ball game is, you know, in the game of basketball, there's always ups and downs during a game, swings, lead changes, things like that. This, obviously, at the highest level, but your guys didn't look any different than if this was, say, just a conference game or the same type of situation. I mean, what is it about these guys that they just keep so even keel and focused, you know, even when the going might get a little bit tough?
Yeah, no, we played at a high level. You know, we were into the game. We were flying around defensively. The first 10 minutes I thought we were great. You know, we were locked in. We were flying around. We were executing defensively especially. And then the last 10 minutes we kind of let Choice get going. He hit an open shot. You know, we didn't guard another guy, more of a driver, but a capable shooter. He had a shot, and we kind of got him going there in that second 10 minutes of the first half. But then the second half, we thought we were great defensively. Xavier Kirk did an unbelievable job off the bench. But I think, you know, going back to your point, just this group of guys that they're together, they work hard. It doesn't matter who's out there. You know, there's five guys on the floor. Everybody else is supporting each other. And they just come to work every day in the same mindset, and that's why I don't think we have those, you know, those lulls as far as, you know, playing hard and being into the game goes.
You talk about Xavier Kurth. He played 19 minutes tonight, but he hit a three, and it's not about how many you hit sometimes. It's about the timing of it. When you look at the timing of that three, how important was that shot?
Oh, that was huge. I mean, it stretched it out. You know, we were kind of in that 5-6 range, I think, there. And I mean, that was huge. And even beyond that, I mean, obviously it was a huge shot. You know, one of the biggest shots, probably the biggest shot we've had all year. But the job he did on Choice defensively, you know, we got to a point where we pretty much just said, don't let him catch. You know, we said at the beginning we didn't want him shooting. You know, we wanted to force him to put it on the floor, and we did a decent job, like I said, early on in the game. But then we let him get some easy ones, and man, Dave was in his pocket the whole second half, and didn't let him sniff anything, and really took him out of the game. I mean, I know he ended with 17 points, but I think he got a lot of those early and late in the game, and winning time. I thought we did a really good job on him.
When you look at what the team did defensively, you know, this is a Lincoln team that scored over 100 points several times, can easily put up 100 points, but you guys stress defense. You always stress defense. Is this one of those situations, one of the teams that you went against tonight, why you stress that defense?
Yeah, from day one. I mean, that's why we do it from day one. Obviously, we've talked a lot through the year about, you know, how good we are, or we've been offensively, but at the end of the day, you know, we've our program and our culture, we've always hung our hat on defense, and we do it every day. We practice defense more in practice than we do offense. You know, we do the same simple drills every day, and we just try to make it a mindset. And, you know, it was huge for us tonight. You know, they like to play fast and make it a possession game. And what we told them before the game, you know, we want to sprint back. Obviously, defensive transition was huge. We wanted to get our defense set. And then if we wanted to use a breather, it was once we got a rebound. You know, you have two or three seconds as we dribbled up the floor. That's your rest, and then it's time to get after it again. So, no, we were great defensively, chopping our feet. We did a good job getting rips on drives. And defensive rebound, I thought we were great tonight. I don't think they had their first offensive rebound until maybe midway through the second half. And that was a key going into the game because obviously they were big and they were physical, and we knew we had to drive them out, and we did a great job of that.
Zach Snyder had four threes. They all came in the second half. It was tough to get his hands on the ball. Did you guys make any adjustments to try to get him more touches?
Yeah, we kind of went with the double ball screen more with him and Devontae setting it. You know, a lot of times that kind of creates confusion. You know, you got one guy, Devontae sets and dives, and then Zach sets and pops, and sometimes when you put more people in a ball screen situation, it gives you a better chance of having confusion on what they're going to do on it, and thought that was really effective. And he hit some big time shots, and I mean a couple of those he didn't even have his feet set. He just, as long as he gets his shoulders set, that thing's going in. I mean, we saw it with Missouri Southern in the conference tournament, but if he gets squared up with that thing, there's a good chance it's going in. I know the first half he struggled a little bit last night, but there's nobody on our team or in our program that would ever lose confidence in his ability to shoot it just because of how hard he works.
Yeah, obviously, it's always going to be fun to win, even if you have just a couple of guys that are just tremendous guys that get you those wins. But is it a little bit more fun when you have so many guys contributing in so many different ways?
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. And not even from a on-floor contribution. You know, the job our second unit has done, the guys that didn't get in the game or maybe got in the game late, you know, the job they did last week on, you know, showing us a press look as far as St. Thomas Aquinas goes. You know, they ran 4 days of press, and they did a great job of it to give us a look. And then just on the bench, the little things, you know, warm-ups, you know, those guys get everybody else ready to go. And it's just a complete team of guys that are bought in and selfless and care about one thing, and that's winning and doing whatever it takes. You know, Devontae, the end of the game, you know, he kind of rolled his ankle a little bit. I think he's all right. I think it was more, you know, he trusted that Brett was going to be better out there 100% than he would be at the moment at, you know, whatever he was, 85-90. And that's the thing. You know, he wasn't going to go out there not 100% when there's another guy, you know, that can take his spot. So that's just the selflessness of this team and just really proud of them.
I know you've had an opportunity. I know there's still details to work out, but you've obviously now seen Fairmont State a few times, your opponent on Saturday afternoon. What are the early things that you notice out of this Fairmont State team?
Yeah, they're going to press. You know, we saw it on the other night on Wednesday, but, you know, we kind of said this is going to be a St. Thomas Aquinas on steroids. You know, this is going to be more athletic, longer. You know, they have athletes. They play really hard. They play extremely hard in their press. And, you know, it's one of the things, again, if we can be solid and you know, execute our press break, you know, I think we're going to be able to get shots down the floor and you know, get some shots for Zach and Justin, get into the basket. But they're athletic and they go hard. Offensive rebound, I mean, they get a ton of offensive rebounds. And that's going to be key. And we did a good job team rebounding tonight. You know, I thought our bigs did a good job of blocking out, taking their bigs away. And then our guards going in there and flying and getting two-hand rebounds. And, you know, Justin, I think, got quite a few tonight. And, you know, Chris was great on the boards, as always. Got some big boards early in the game, you know, where he just went up and got it with two hands. But they're going to be tough, obviously. You know, it's one game left, and it's going to be fun.
Austin, I know you got some work to do. Go get a title Saturday.
Yeah, I want to thank our fans again, too. You know, they were awesome tonight. I mean, it was unbelievable. We thought it couldn't get any better than last night, and then it was better tonight. So I just really appreciate everybody and everybody listening back home, too. And hope we'll get everybody here on Saturday. It'll be kind of fun. We can fill this place up.
I think there's a chance of that.
All right.
Thank you, Austin.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys.
Austin Meyer, associate head coach for Northwest Missouri State. Their win tonight, 79-67 over Lincoln Memorial, as they will head to the national title game on Saturday afternoon, right back here at the Sanford Pentagon. It is time for our extra effort award in this one. And again, it's tough to look away from Justin Pitts as he came out of the ball game for the last time tonight. The chant of MVP obviously coming out, but 30 points, 6 assists, and 4 rebounds for Justin Pitts tonight. What a tremendous night from a tremendous basketball player.
Tell you what, I hope people don't take him for granted. I don't think they do, but we're still seeing something special out of Justin Pitts in this Bearcat program, and he's been special since his freshman year. I mean, it's just something, and he just keeps getting better and better, and when the game's on the line, he's there to make the play, and for it. How about that one play late in the ball game when they were facing full court pressure and Zach Snyder threw a perfect pass that make the Bearcat football stat. We want to take a look at it. And Fitz comes up with it and right in for a layup, and then the end one there. That may have been the nail in the coffin for Lincoln Memorial there on that particular play. And he just finds a way to get things done, and whether it's a drive to the bucket for a layup or knocking down a three outside, whatever they need at the time, Justin's there to do it.
You know, I did see Joel Osborne and several. Actually, Charlie Floor was up in the crowd tonight.
Yep.
So you talk about the football staff. They may draw something up that kind of mirrors that play during football season. But the Bearcats will have a chance to match the football team in terms of national title when they play Fairmont State on Saturday afternoon. When we come back, we're going to hear from a couple of players from the Bearcat program. We'll do that right after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net. And from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Support also comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat fans with buckets of original recipe, extra crispy, or grilled chicken and sides for tailgating. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at rogersrx.com. And from Nucor LNP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you to not text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More at 660-562-0300. And support for the Bearcats comes from South Paws Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paws encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
We're back at the Sanford Pentagon here in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. The Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team on their way to a national title game as they will face Fairmont State, the top seed in this tournament. Northwest, the number two seed in the tournament, as all of the games holding seed throughout the tournament so far. In the locker room, just shortly after the ball game, Matt Tritton had an opportunity to talk to a couple of the Bearcat players, starting off with Anthony Woods.
Anthony, take me through the feeling of this game tonight. Obviously, you played a lot of big games. You played had a lot of wins here at the Sanford Pentagon the last few years, but this one, a little bit more special than the rest, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Playing Final Four, that's always special. We've been working all summer, all preseason, just for this moment to get the national championship. It feels so good.
And this team's come a long way. You knew it was going to be really talented going back to game one, and you beat Augustana at home in front of a huge crowd. But you know what? This team can be special and can do a lot of damage in the postseason. You break through, get to the Elite Eight. Once you get to that point, you kind of feel like, you know what? We can make a run. We can find our way down to the final two teams left.
Oh, definitely. We always had it in our mindset that we were one of the best teams. We don't take any team for granted. We go out and play hard and do what we do on the court, and that's what's got us here.
Lincoln Memorial came in averaging 92 points per game. You hold them to below 70. What worked tonight?
Pressure. I don't think they really like the pressure we put on them. I feel like in a conference, they probably just sag off and they get a lot of shots and they run up and down. We did a good job of sprinting back and playing good defense.
Tell me about Xavier knocking down that big three-pointer, made it a nine-point ball game. Is that the point things kind of clicked? Like, you know what, we're going to pull this one out.
Yeah, that one and Zach Pitts' defense, it was everything.
What about your three-pointer? You hit seven on the year in the seventh in the biggest game of the year.
Yeah, I mean, I just shoot it with confidence. That's pretty much it.
We're going in, and they have Fairmont State coming up, and obviously a little bit of time to prepare for them, but another team that comes out and scores in bunches, they like to get up and down, a little bit like St. Thomas Aquinas from the night before. Do you take some of that same game plan and take it into Saturday night?
Most definitely. Just guard the ball, be us, take our time because they like the pressure and try to be bullies. But, you know, you got to bully the bully, as Coach Mack always says. So, you know, we'll be ready.
Anthony, congratulations. Talk to you Saturday.
Appreciate it.
That is Anthony Woods along with Matt Trenton just after the ball game in the locker room as Northwest Missouri State comes up with the win and gets Fairmont State on Saturday afternoon right here at the Sanford Pentagon. Northwest with the 79-67 win over Lincoln Memorial here tonight. We'll be back with more from Sioux Falls, South Dakota right after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, celebrating 125 years of insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. And from Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512. Support also comes from East Hill Shopping Center at the Belton Frederick in St. Joseph. East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com. Also from Bram Danfelt Funeral Home in Maryville, located at 206 East South Hills Drive. Director Jeff Bram provides families with prearrangements, burial, and cremation services. More information is available at bramfuneralhome.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. More at MarylandSmiles.com. And from Losh Optometry in Maryville, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from Northwest alumnus and Farmers Insurance agent Kevin Hornick, providing insurance coverage packages to Bearcat fans for home, auto, health, life, and more. More information is available at bluespringsinsurance.com. Also from Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat postgame show comes from Championship Motors in Maryville.
We're back at the Sanford Pentagon and Heritage Court in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, as the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team makes more history tonight as they advance to the national title game for the first time in school history. Of course, making it to the Final Four and winning that Final Four game for the first time in school history here tonight. And Matt Trenton rejoining us now. And Matt, you had an opportunity to hear from a couple of the guys and coach, and I'm sure there's some excitement level, but I'll have a wild guess that they're still pretty workmanlike.
They're pretty workmanlike still, but you got a little bit of a smile from Ben McComb, and the players kind of joking a little bit too, so they're loose. And Zach Schneider said in the locker room after the ball game too, he's like, this is the best I've felt all tournament. We felt loose. We felt really calm coming into it. So to get past that first hurdle of making a little history of just winning that Elite Eight game did a lot for him. And the first thing Ben McComb said after they introduced him was, national championship Northwest. He's like, that has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? So he's feeling pretty good right now.
Yeah, and they've got work to do, but it will be. The good thing is they have an extra day to do that work. And, John, we heard from Austin Meyer, and he talked about how important having that day will be. We talked about the importance of the coaching staff, and you know they're not only going to do the work, but they're going to do the right work to have all year long.
That is something this staff does better than I think any staff, is the way they scout their opponents. And they had a chance to watch Fairmont play a couple games here, but also the old take their scouting report, go over that this evening, and by tomorrow they'll have things ready to go and work on it in practice. So they will be prepared, no doubt about it, for what will be a very good Fairmont State team.
Well, and Anthony Woods also said after the game, which you guys probably heard there, that, you know, you take a lot of what you kind of did against St. Thomas Aquinas. Maybe it's, you know, sped up a little bit, but the full court press, the team that wants to get up and down, so it's not like you haven't prepared for it in a long time. It was just right around the corner.
Northwest Missouri State with the win tonight, 79-67. What do you guys say we come back to Sioux Falls Saturday?
That sounds good.
You got to twist my arm. I guess I will.
Northwest Missouri State and Fairmont State Saturday afternoon. Tip-off is scheduled for 2 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 1:30 with the pregame show before the national championship game in Division II men's basketball. Our thanks to Sean Nino back at Bearcat Central, keeping things in line tonight. For Matt Trenton and John Coffey, I'm Matt Gorder. So long from Sioux Falls, South Dakota.